Listen to Rant Radio. We don't have to capture our audience.
You know, I'm not a very happy person. I'm not a very happy person. I come home from my day at work, and I don't like it there very much because they make fun of me at my work, and nobody really understands me at my work, and nobody wants to be involved with me at my work, and nobody really understands what's going on when I have to go take my courses, when people see me at school. So you know what started to happen? I started to hear voices. I started to hear voices every Sunday night, and they started to tell me to do things, and I'm doing things on Sunday night because the voices tell me to do them, and I'm happier. I'm happier now because I listen to what the voices say. And now with all the voices, I can hear them every time I want to on Sunday night at 6 p.m. Listen, what the hell?
It's Sunday night at 6 p.m. on Rant Radio, and it's time to listen to those voices once again. All characters in the following program are fabricated, mostly out of toxic waste byproducts. If you don't agree with what we're saying, don't listen. If you hate what we're saying, let us know at ICQ number 51558. And now, prepare yourself for 3 irregularly scheduled hours of deprogramming with What the Hell?
And it's week 108.
Yo, yo, yo.
Yo, yo, yo. Yo, we yo, in the house, yo. Homie.
Oh.
Little ICP there.
It's a full house.
Iron Man single. We cursed on the air.
Oops.
Everybody's
can we erase that? Can we go back?
Who everyone's going, who is talking right now? Everyone's wondering who the fuck this voice is.
Yeah, it's a weird voice.
It doesn't sound like Sean.
It's sort of the same kind of...
Well, what
sort of sounds
like? Sort of sounds like Sean.
Sounds like Sean after his vocal cords have been... gone out with a sandblaster.
Did you have that operation?
Yeah, I'm actually having a sex change, and this is my transvestite voice.
It's a transitional voice, is it?
It's my Keith Richards, my Keith Richards Iggy Pop.
Harvey Fireside.
Harvey Fireside.
Harvey Fireside.
Stein.
Fireside.
Do you remember a little movie called Torch Song Trilogy? Check it out sometime.
Actually, I know when you see him in. Remember Independence Day? The guy who had to go call his mom? He was hiding under the desk with Jeff Goldblum?
Oh.
Yeah,
oh,
that's
him!
That's Harvey. Yeah.
Oh, that's great. That guy's great.
Oh, okay.
Very gay.
Flaming queen with a gravel throw.
Super gravel.
Yeah.
Well,
one line from him, you remember who he is.
Yeah. Oh, well, you know, a flaming queen with gravel throat. There's a band name.
Flaming queen. I'm sure there's a band name, Flaming Queen.
I like always like gay bikers on acid. Those are like my favorite. One of my
get
favorite
you thinking
bands.
About what kind of music they're doing.
You know,
right?
Gay bikers on acid. GBOA. You know, Gaboa.
Gaboa.
Yeah, we're gonna go see some Gaboa. It's like that whole insane kind of posse Jaboki thing. Jabokis? It might Jabokis.
Close.
They're not Jewigers.
Hey, Jewiger. None of that.
I'm a Jewiger. I stab people. Which is nice, because now I can do that really heavy, you know, rap ICP thing with my voice.
That's right.
You know, which I could never do before.
We took advantage today of your voice.
Yes,
that's
we did.
For later.
That's for later.
And
that's
you
for
may have
when
heard
we're
some
all
of those
depressed.
When we're all down.
When we're all feeling
mellow.
Like, yeah, we did.
You can, in hushed tones, recite some Leonard Cohen poetry.
Oh, no, we did that. We did that. That's what we did.
Oh, yeah, right along those veins.
We've got something right along those lines. I've always wanted to do something really sedate and mellow ever since.
And it was perfect timing.
And actually, yeah, it's one of those
ever
things
since
where
the Thorazine kicked in.
Yeah, I'm like, wow, you know.
And we did some station IDs too. Yeah. People probably heard that just before the show.
Some
round of station IDs. Yeah.
Thursday we went down and Erased played at the Ocean Beach Hotel.
Yeah.
They played at the OB?
Yeah, they played at the OB. And don't be impressed because the OB is a total fucking.
I know.
Home.
I'm just surprised. I'm just
such
surprised
a low
that they would let. Like a race in there, because I actually think of, when I think of the OB, I think of like a dive that had the skankiest peelers on the face of the earth. You know, I mean,
no,
I'm remembering
no
back
peelers.
To my GBRD days, okay?
No, there's no peelers in there now, but we went in there and.
Just cougars.
The race says OB is a fucking hole.
It is a fucking hole, and we went down there, and.
Yes, the T3 Sonic is back
we
up.
We were supposed to.
tell us the story. Oh,
what the fuck are you doing?
Drexel needs to be in...
he's trying to get...
needs some chocolate in his veins or something. He's holding it out.
I was using the force.
He was trying to use his mental powers to like, manipulate it.
And it worked.
Control, you must learn control.
You dropped one.
You dropped one.
I think that was his ploy.
You know, I'm not a Jedi Master here. I'm like,
in training. He's only
I'm
got a
like
couple
Luke
minutes.
When he's upside down in the ice cave, you know, when he's like, oh, the lightsaber, the fact that he jiggles it gives him hope.
He's only got a bit
that's
of midichlorians.
That's the level I'm at.
Only a couple midichlorians.
Private Drexel, you're like lukewarm, okay?
Oh, but
I'm sorry, no, you want to see a guy who kicks ass?
I didn't get it.
The guy who kicks ass hanging upside down,
Luke.
It would be Jet Li in Romeo Must Die, where he kicks the fuck out of like nine guys hanging upside down on chains. That guy.
Yes.
That's
the best upside down fight ever.
talking about hanging upside down, have you ever... Okay, there's a type of torture.
Whoa, wait. Sean, are you agreeing that that's the best upside down fight ever?
I am.
What about Todd? Todd, well, you're abandoning Todd now?
He didn't fight when he was upside down.
Yeah, he was upside down.
When?
On those chains. Not the whole time.
Okay, just because you tumble and happen to be upside down at one point and
he was fighting, man, from chains upside down. I can't believe you abandoned him here. Conan would have kicked his ass on chains.
Excuse me. Hello. These are two totally separate events. Sean said that. Sean said he was gay. What? No, I didn't. Yes, you did. Sean's gay.
I heard it.
Everyone's Sean's out of the closet. Put it on the cult page. What the hell? You know, anyway. So
there's a friend of mine.
I wasn't finished about the OB story.
Sorry, go ahead.
I have to finish that story first. So, anyway, we go down. We're supposed to be on at 10. And, of course, that's not going to happen because, you know, everyone's clustered fucks. And it's Battle of the Bands. So we go down there. I'm down there. Erase tells me to be down there for, like, 9:30. So, like a good little fucking guy, I show up, you know, 9 o'clock. Me and Ryan. Ronan Sarahead proceeds to get fucking hammered.
Oh, no, more secret identities revealed.
More courtesy Alishan, I'm sorry.
This is a special spoiler episode of What the Hell.
So, anyway, Ronan Sarahead.
Hope you're all taping.
Ronan Sarahead is, like, powering down the... What?
Get out your decoder rings.
Ronan Sarahead is powering down the Smirnoff vodka. So he's just, you know, because some people drink to have a good time. Ronan Sarahead drinks to get fucked up and drunk. You know, he's looking for that, you know, body numb combat thing going on.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Anyway, so the other band is supposed to be there. The other band, because Battle of the Bands, we've got two bands. The other band's supposed to be there at 10. The band doesn't show. We're all there. We're all waiting. The band doesn't show. So I take it on myself to go talk to the manager of the fucking bar, right? So I go up to the guy. I says, hi, how's it going? Listen, we need to cause a problem here, but we're here. They're not. Why don't we go on first? Because it's just a Battle of the Band scenario anyway. And why don't we go on first, and then we can, you know, we'll get this going on.
Who's going? Answer this. The 1-800 number is not working. Please do not call it. Hello, you're on Rant Radio. Who's this?
Lieutenant Major Zombie.
Hi, Zombie.
Hey, what's up?
Nothing much.
Just I've been snowboarding for a while, and my back up and everything else. It's pretty cool.
Excellent. That's great.
Yeah.
Something to say?
Not that much. Just saying I just got the server back up. Everyone's, like, so worried about me. Like, oh, my God, is he or something?
Oh, my God. Bang!
All right.
All right. That's great. Good. Server's back up.
We got to go because I got to
say what the hell.
Story.
My back's all bleeding because all the snow got in it.
No, that's the wrong word. What the hell?
No.
So what the... Yeah, you got it. No, do not phone the 1-800 number, please. Do not phone it.
There's not an instrument.
There's no reasons. Just don't phone it.
Don't phone it.
And if you phone it, we know who you are.
Yeah. So anyway, regardless, what happens is, so 10 o'clock, I go talk to the manager. I'm like, hey, fuck it, let's get it going on, blah, 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 blah. And she's like, no, you play second. I'm like, yeah, I realize that. But see, the other band isn't even fucking here yet, and they're supposed to be on at 10. It's now 10:30.
Yeah, to be able to play second, there has to be a first.
Can we? No, you guys play second. Okay, well, as long as you're being logical about this, that's fine. You know, whatever.
Welcome to the music business.
And I'm like not a stranger to show business at all, because, like, my family's been in it for the last six generations. It's just that normally you could just kind of go, well, fuck you, we're not playing them, bye.
And
now you have fuck all, because they were called in as a replacement band anyway. Because they, like, phone up fucking Erase, and they say, hi, our other band said we were too shitty to play for, can you play for us? And Erase, out of the goodness of their heart, said, yeah, sure, okay. And they go down there to do the Battle of the Bands. Now, the band finally did show up. One bassist, two guitarists, one drummer. The drummer wasn't bad. The fucking the bassist and the lead singer weren't bad on their guitars. But the other guitarist was fucking with his guitar the entire set. Like, the whole set, he's fucking with the guitar. Nomad E. Trickster came down to check out the show. And they're just...
Who did?
Nomad E. Trickster.
Oh, cool.
Came down to check out the show. And they just fucked the whole set. Like, the whole set, it was like bad feedback. Like, loud, glass-breaking, three forms of sea life dying fucking feedback. And I'm like, okay, well, whatever. And this big battle of bands. And then at the end of their set, the guy never... he plays one fucking tune, like, finishes off the end of one song, and then their set's over. That's by the time he gets the goddamn guitar done. I'm like, wow, that's punk. Okay, anyway, so... Erase goes in there, they set up, they're set up, I shit you not, in like 15 minutes, poof, set up, done, okay, they're shooting video, they got it going on, however, the sound man, okay, is Helen Keller, okay.
Wow, you know, that's really surprising from a sound man.
Yeah, so.
That never happens.
Yeah, it never happens, you never get a shitty sound man, but, so, we're sitting there, and, you know, we're doing the thing or whatever, and the thing is, the vocals are so incredibly fucking low that you can't hear a goddamn thing, and my whole function for being there was because I had this thing I was going to do, where I had this, you know, they had this really heavy riff, we were jamming, and I came up with this thing called Would You Like Fries With That, and it was all about, you know, consumerism and all this kind of shit.
Spoken word in the middle of their music. That's
well, yeah, it's like thrash live rants going on with, like, a live band, right? So I thought, hey, fuck, it'd be all right. We'll give it a shot. Which, you know, is fairly artistic and has not been done very often. And,
especially,
you know,
in the O fucking B.
Especially in the OB. And, you know, but because the sound levels were so fucked, you know, I could have had a bullhorn and I still wouldn't have been heard. All they heard was, would you like fries with that? So I'm sitting there, I'm doing my rant, and people are, like, laughing at me. And I'm like, wow.
Would you like fries with that? Would you like...
And I'm like, you know, I think I may just start shooting at any moment, you know.
Random people.
Hand sign. So I'm like, okay, whatever.
That's what really happened with Oswell. So Kennedy at one time was a sound man, and he just, you know.
Yeah, it all went bad from there. So I'm like, whatever. And, yeah, so by the end of the night, we, like, they finish off their gig, and Erase is so pissed. By the end of the night, they're like, yeah, this is for everyone who fucked up our set, including the manager of the place, because you guys fucking lick, and totally calling down everybody. And then they did You Ever Really Care, which was really funny. And I'm like, I blew my voice out at the jam session on Thursday night.
Oh, yeah.
And then I blew my voice out at the jam session on Wednesday night. Thursday night was the show. And I, of course, blew it out even worse. And I'm still recovering.
Sunday night.
Yeah, on Sunday night here, which, of course, my voice is rather important because I use it every fucking day.
It's a little important.
Yeah. Diet's going good, though. Diet's going good.
Excellent.
I've been able to stick quasi within my limits here, which is nice.
We're going to get weight updates, or no?
No, I don't do that shit. It's the 3 months or it's nothing. You know, it's either success or failure.
Oh, I see. One or zero.
It's one or zero, living or dead. Oh, last Sunday.
I need to get little Richard Simmons in here to work your
last
out.
Sunday. Last Sunday was very surreal. Last Sunday was extremely surreal. Last Sunday, I went down to Microsoft.
You were here.
To see, you know, my buddy, CyberTech, who is heading up a huge project with Microsoft. Hi, I'm in charge of a whole new Microsoft project, okay, which is fucking amazing.
Yeah.
And... he went and sat in a room with Bill and a bunch of other heads and talked about it with the $40 billion man, right? So I'm like, holy fuck, that's pretty cool.
Yeah, Bill Gates was there?
Yeah. Yeah, he was, like, in the room talking to Bill, which I thought was pretty fucking, like, it doesn't get much bigger than that. So I was like, okay, cool, whatever. But, see, that Sunday night, or that Sunday night, when everyone was, you know, listening to What the Hell... we said, oh, let's go check out a movie. So here we are in Redmond, Washington, you know, a block and a half away from the Microsoft campus, and I go see Antitrust, you know.
Yeah.
With the guy who is the guy who's meeting Bill tomorrow, you know.
Perfect. And
the word you're looking for was surreal. You are right.
And surreal / ironic.
Yeah, and I'm, like, sitting there, and, you know, there's four people in the theater. I constitute, you know, like, one of them, and CyberTech's the other one. And we're, like, sitting there, and we're like, oh, my God. You know, and I'm surprised that Bill Gates doesn't sue them for that movie 3 to 4. And they did make some good points in that film.
Was it Bubble Zone around Redmond, Washington with that movie?
I was pretty pissed off. I was pretty pissed off with that movie. Like, a lot of people are like, yeah, man, open source all the way, you bet, you know. And I think open source is cool. I mean, I'm all for knowledge being free and all that. And fuck, I've never bought anything from Bill. I pirate everything I can.
Or anybody else.
The guy is not an evil prick, okay? Like,
he's really good at making money.
Yeah, it's not like
he's forceful about it, though.
It's not like he, no, he's not. See, that's just it. He's really not. It's not like the guy's fucking, you know, the head of GE or any of these Fortune 500 companies who, you know, are destroying the planet and the environment. The guy writes computer programs. Okay, it's not like he's exploiting children or starving people or making weapons or something.
Wasn't he telling companies that they had to put Microsoft on all of their sold systems or he would jack up the prices?
All of that doesn't mean a fucking thing when you consider what the other Fortune 500 companies done. Are they
true?
Are they evil?
We can always look for the greater evil.
As far as the greater evil,
classic example. Why does the United States have a huge interstate highway system instead of massive public transit? Because the big car companies wanted a place to market their vehicles.
Mm-hmm.
So they killed all of the mass transit systems in North America except for New York, Chicago, and San Francisco because the cable cars were a tourist attraction.
Mm-hmm. And cars run on gas.
So the oil companies were on it, too.
Yeah, so, I mean,
if you want to talk evil corporation, how about De Beers, the diamond people?
Oh, yeah, that one. Didn't they just get out of diamonds?
What have they done? That's so fucking scary.
Basically, every...
How many hundred people have they had killed?
They personally have had people killed.
Well, Bill Gates had that one MS-DOS guy killed. But that's only one guy. I mean, come on.
De Beers, you look at every war in Africa over the last, 50, 60 years? We're talking all these civil wars. At least almost all of them have been paid for by money from diamonds.
Okay.
That's De Beers.
So what? They pay people to kill each other in Africa?
No. Just they create the market.
Gladiator type thing.
It's never mind. I'm not even going to.
No, I want to know what the fuck you're talking about.
They create the market for the diamonds.
They control the entire world market for diamonds, and they just bought out that there was a find here in Canada
that might be bigger than South Africa.
That might be, and they just bought into it. So they're still controlling it.
Despite the fact that everything that, you know, you were to write it 2 weeks ago, it wasn't including De Beers, you were to take any other circumstances, this would be considered complete, what's the word? Not antitrust, what's it called?
Anti-competitive?
They're a complete monopoly.
Yeah, monopoly. It would be considered a monopoly anywhere else in the world.
All for a bunch of worthless rocks that really weren't worth anything until they started giving them away in Hollywood about 5 decades ago and said, here, wear these. Suddenly want them.
Yeah, but you know what? Diamonds are pretty fucking special.
They're useful for industrial purposes.
They're nearly as much
if they didn't have the jewelry value.
Oh, well, sure. But, I mean, it's not like diamonds are crap. They're pretty special. They're incredibly dense.
Yeah.
And the way they reflect light, they are really beautiful the way they reflect light. Nothing else reflects light the way they do.
I know. The only company in the world that wasn't in De Beers' pocket, that was standing up to them a little while ago, was Russia. And now Russia fell. The mines in Russia are now owned by De Beers.
Okay. So, don't buy diamonds.
Don't.
Boycott diamonds. Hear that, everyone?
Diamonds are stupid anyway. I mean, I'm kind of siding with PBM on this because it's like they're a bunch of fucking rocks. I have a diamond. What does it do? It sparkles. I call it lazy.
You have lazy things.
You have a lazy. What does your watch do? Oh, it tells the time.
Is that it?
Who made it? Rolex. And so it has diamonds on it? Yeah.
What are the diamonds doing it?
And it tells time, yeah.
Do they cut?
Well, let me introduce you to my Casio Pathfinder. Yeah, this will, like, dial me in anywhere on the planet. I paid one-tenth the cost.
Speaking about precious metals, diamonds, things of value, did anyone hear about something? I'm just asking this for real because I heard something in passing. Apparently some company in, I think it was Long Island or something, took two atoms of gold, slammed them together at some, like, outrageous fucking level of pressure,
yeah,
and created a new element or a new material that is quite now the densest substance in the universe or something like that. It was just, I don't know the whole
story.
Well,
somebody can find that. I read
something in passing, and
it's called...
I don't know. It was in the news this week.
They've created lots of elements.
But apparently this is supposedly the most densest substance. I just wondered from a science point of view.
Okay, I know that the most densest and strongest substance that they have right now is a substance called Buckminster Fullerene. Which is named after the
yeah,
explorer.
Yeah, Buckminster. No, that's
Buckyball.
Yeah, Buckyballs, or actually Bucky Rods, are even more.
Yeah, strong. It's the same idea, but I mean that's just the substance.
Yeah, but this is apparently just expensive. Gold. The two atoms of gold that I don't know, like occupy the same space.
Well, we're gonna need.
They disappeared.
We're gonna need more than that just to make anything. I mean, two atoms of gold. I mean,
we're gonna go around the room.
Well, I'm just wondering.
Okay.
Before we go a little
too far
into the tape, and I'll never be able to find this. We actually got the video camera.
We're only 23 minutes.
Oh, that's it. 27, actually.
It's only 20 after 6.
I started it early,
of course. Started what early?
The tape.
Oh. I was going to say, because we couldn't possibly have started at 6.
Okay, first we have Private Drexel.
Hi, it's High Energy Private Drexel.
Sugar.
What's happening?
What's happening? And then we have Sean Kennedy, the fucking man, saying, "Hey, how's it going?"
Hi, gravelly voice, Sean.
I just woke up from having a nappy poo, so that was it for me. And then over to Camera Sensor CPM.
A death rattle.
And then we have ever sexy.
Hello.
Dak. So. Your old Uncle Dak.
Old, fucking old, old, old Uncle Dak.
Your old Uncle Dak.
I am going to be 30. I'm going to be...
Fine. And there's...
To the left of
it. To the left.
Right.
To the right.
Flare your nostrils again. That is so sexy. Oh, yeah. That's it. That's the money shot.
Down, bitch. Down. Down. Like, fuck your head. Put your head down. There, okay, back a bit. Zoom back. Over to the left a bit. You suck. Very simple instructions. Left, right, 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 left, left, up, down, down. You have not followed that, Sean?
I've followed it before.
I object. I have to say, I object to your saying that the Bill Gates saying you have to put, what was it? You have to put Microsoft, you have to put
Windows on computers,
right?
Yeah.
Or they're gonna, or else. Whatever
the
else
is. There's no deal for you. Yeah. Or else.
I know what the else is, but okay. You can say that's not nothing compared to auto workers or automakers, but it's still bad.
Yes.
Yeah. Sure. But
it's still really bad.
In the great vat of shit of Fortune 500 companies' ethics, I think Microsoft would probably be. You know, if I had to eat one of the companies for their bad taste,
you'd eat someone else.
I'd probably eat Microsoft. Over some of these other companies like De Beers or GE or
right.
Motorola.
But my point
that's why, in spite of all of the antitrust shit, that Microsoft is still considered an ethical fund.
Yeah. But my objection is that you're saying, oh, he's not a bad guy, and he's not fucking you over as much as everyone else.
No, he's a businessman.
He's still fucking you over, though.
He's not fucking me over.
No, wait. With this whole, you have to put Windows on your program, on your computer, or else.
Or else what?
There is an or else. I just don't know what it is.
Oh, okay. Well, okay? Until we know what the or else is, I'm...
No. That's bullshit, because we know it's bad. James already said it. I just cut it down to
okay,
saying
okay, let's
or
just
else.
Point, yeah. Scream witch, and kill him.
No. I'm not saying kill him.
Witch!
Yeah, just because he's not as bad... That's not me.
That's not me.
Just because he's not as bad as automakers or oil companies...
One moment.
Doesn't mean he's not bad.
And you shouldn't pay attention to him.
Yeah. Doesn't mean you can say he's a good guy.
Yeah.
Though even on the software scale, I would put Larry Ellison and a few other people in the business much higher on the evil scale than Bill Gates.
Uh-huh. Cell phone man.
Who's Larry Ellison? Like, why is my mic not loud?
The head of Oracle?
I turned it down because you were quite a bit loud there.
No, I can hardly hear myself.
Okay, thanks for calling. The ringleader just phoned. Oh,
let's not forget
his problem this time?
Let's not forget Steve Case, the head of AOL.
Yes.
The ringleader just called in to bitch me out on my cell phone that, I shouldn't be saying that
Bill Gates is a good guy.
He just likes to oppose anything you
say. We're not saying Bill is a great guy.
I'm not saying the guy's a good guy.
He's just not actually evil.
I just don't
evil.
Think he's deserving of all the fucking...
No,
like,
I agree with
the
him.
The focus of evil press that he's getting. I think that there's other people who should also be getting the evil
much,
press.
Much, much more,
of course. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that's true.
You
that
know
goes is? Along with anything like that. Like, the question I've been talking about that I was going to have... Why? How are we screwed over by the East? Because there's this big political thing where people in the West are always shouting about how they're being screwed over and fucked over by people in the East, right?
In where? In Canada? Or?
In Canada, probably the States. I would say the States probably has the same thing happening there.
Because there's more population.
There's a much higher population in the East, and so they're all being hard done by, or they feel that way.
I had to
maybe not in the States. But my point is that people yell and scream that,
right.
But they don't know why.
Right.
It's the same thing with Bill Gates. They say, yeah, Bill Gates, what a fucking bastard.
He's just high profile.
Well, you know, the Windows and stuff, it sucks. But they don't know. They don't have anything to compare to.
He's just very well known.
Someone once told them that Bill Gates was a bastard. And so they believe this person, and now he's a bastard.
Yeah,
that happens with everybody.
I mean, how many other heads of companies do you know?
Just because it happens with everyone, that doesn't mean it's right.
No, I know it's... No, I'm just saying that it's natural, like with the whole Bill Gates thing. Because everyone in this room used to hate Bill Gates at one point or another.
Sure, but then you check some, and you go to verify stuff, and you sit back and you go,
right, but you accepted it. That he was a bad guy for a long time.
Yeah, and at one point in my life, I used to think that all fags should be put in death camps. But
I'm not,
you change. You think.
Sean,
you
I'm not bitching you out. I'm not saying you're bad. I'm just making the point that that's normal.
Well, people can change.
Happens with everything.
Private Drexel, getting back to that argument you were saying about the fight between the West and the East, I tried to mention why I had somebody when we had the election here in Canada, why BC didn't have like an equal vote for the entire country, and I tried to mention to him that it was because, well, we don't have as many people. And
okay.
The person I was telling this to didn't think that was a logical argument.
What country was he from?
He's from Canada. He's an old Canadian and an old Western. Okay?
Yeah, key term being old.
Yes.
Yeah.
Old
and,
men
and his attitude,
must die.
His attitude was...
Well, that's very zen, actually.
Very simple.
Eventually, they will.
His attitude was that they should share power. And I'm like going, well, they have like 15 million voters. We have like barely have two.
So what about the Atlantic provinces?
No, we've got like
have
three,
like two
don't
people
we? Don't we have like 3 million?
Should they be equal too?
It doesn't matter. It's just numbers.
And his
what about Nunavut?
His attitude,
one person.
His attitude was, well, it's not fair. And I'm like going, well, life isn't fair. And so at which point he pulled this argument out on me, which I just loved. He was, well, you're not Christian, are you? And because I was explaining why no one back east was going to vote for Stockwell Day.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, well, I'm Catholic. And he turns to me and says, well, that's not Christian.
Wow. What?
There's Christ involved, isn't there?
What does that have to do with anything?
No, that's people that argument. Call themselves Christians don't think Catholics are Christians, unless they happen to be Catholics that are calling themselves Christians. But Catholics don't call themselves
if
Christians.
If I even heard that argument, I'd like, I'm not a Christian, you know.
Yes.
Basically, what it comes down to...
Well, actually, I myself am a Christian, but I tell that guy, I'm like, no, I'm not a Christian, but I'm going to kick you in the nuts.
Well, let's...
I'm not a Christian, but I play one on Rant Radio.
Let's put it this way. I had to end the conversation there with a statement of, okay, I'm going to just stop this right now because anything I say after this point will just be in an angry form.
And no, here's another reason to stop is anything you say. You can't convince this guy. He's too stupid.
He is.
He's already set in his ways. You can't possibly change his mind.
It's like those guys you meet in that rant I did about the guy you meet and you're like talking to him and he goes, yeah, well, eventually the rapture will come and I'll get spirited away by the force of God. And you go, ding.
Conversation stops.
Oh, my God. This person's crazy.
It's like the time Samarian and I were in Vancouver and we were talking to these Christians. They had these little children handing out these pamphlets, and on it showed this woman burning in hell.
Oh, that's nice.
It was fun. And these little kids were handing them out. They were excellent. We had them for a little while, and I don't know what happened to them. But anyways, I was arguing with the guy about Christ.
Imagine that.
Imagine
this was a 6,000-year
and he realized.
Believer.
He realized at one point he realized he wasn't going to get anywhere with me.
Was it the 5-minute argument or the 10-minute argument?
He realized
it was a good 15.
Well, this guy, you know, I'm not going to get anywhere with him because, well, He has more answers than I do. So he stopped listening to me and turned over to, who was with us? Was it Blair?
Yeah, I think it was Blair.
And starts talking to her.
It's like, and you're wasting my time.
Oh, I don't think I'm going to convince the guy that's heard about dinosaurs. And that whole flaw with, you know,
arguing.
Oh, he brought up the dinosaur loophole. Yeah. I better switch to another person.
Shit.
Shitty film, the dinosaur loophole.
I haven't
read
I haven't read the chapter on how to answer the dinosaur question.
That's how Johnny Cochran got, like, OJ off. It was a dinosaur question.
If the dinosaur fits, you must acquit. It's like arguing religion with Drexel is like wrestling with a pig. And
hey, I
after was, half an hour, you realize the pig likes it.
And you're both tired.
I was in a hot tub, drunk, New Year's Eve, arguing with religion with this man.
No, you were saying, oh, God, touch me. Oh, God, that's what you're saying. That's not the same
thing. Extrapolating way too much from that experience.
It's in that binder over
and
there.
And it has a circle around it. I believe if you dig hard enough, it's on the Ram Radio page. Somewhere. It's kind of fucked up right now. I've got some bulletins to go through.
I think I chose the easy way out of it.
Yeah, you just lost consciousness and had to be carried home.
Yeah, I found the graceful way out of that situation.
What are these bulletins?
I'm just downloading something that somebody is sending. Nomad Plastic. I'd like to thank Geeks R Us. Providing the server for Rant Radio. I would like to thank them a lot.
The ringleader who I just hung up on and told him not to call my cell phone during the show. What are you doing saying shit about Microsoft? Oh, my God. This is private comms. You know, I really think that, you know, David Duchovny, when he was here in BC, and guys would be, like, on his lawn and shit, and he was getting crazy and stuff like that. I'm beginning to understand that now.
And he made the excuse of it raining too much to leave?
Yeah. I think that what I will do, though, because if I ever become, like, some kind of famous guy, I'll just kill who's ever on my lawn. I'll, like, open the door and attack them with a shovel, and their head will come off, and everyone will look at them who are, like, fans and go, what, you're surprised by this? Don't you listen to the fucking show?
Make sure the news crew
is there. You think he was kidding?
Nobody else
does
it.
This is why you want to move to Texas.
Oh, because he needed a killing is still a viable defense in that guy.
he needed a killing. If somebody comes onto your property,
you can kill him.
There's actually less paperwork involved. He's just outright.
I don't know.
If you just, you know, grievously harmed.
I don't know if
they crawl away and die.
I don't know if it's Texas or if it's Colorado.
Probably Texas.
That actually has a law called, on the books, called the Make My Day Law.
To make my day law.
Did you get this off of some, you know, email joke?
No.
This sounds like one
I don't want to hear any more of these extravagant laws in the States.
It's extravagant.
You guys, I don't want to hear any more until you can get me some proof. Find me the law book.
That's,
you know, find
fair.
It on the webpage.
That's
crap.
Not fair because you've never
sure
passed anything that you've ever
yeah,
said.
But I don't tell you
if
that,
you had a backup
a law in Guatemala, and they say that, you know, if your penis is over 6 inches, they cut it off. Because no, really, man. No, they do. Guatemala, they'll cut your penis off. It's more than 6 inches long, man.
If you had to back up one piece of thing you had to say, you'd have to come here with, forget about that, you'd have to be wired constantly with a complete access to the web.
He has access now.
I can arrange that.
Yeah, that's on the web. Yeah,
okay.
So you can look things up if
however,
you want.
However, Drex, it's entertaining.
Yes, but just that. There's a difference between what I say and, yeah, there's this law where if you go and you're in Texas, you can kill someone. And you just say, yeah, I told him to make my day. And then so I can shoot him. You know, like, that's fucked up.
No, it is.
Yeah, you're talking about a law here.
Yes.
And if somebody believes you, like, that's fucked up. You should, when you're talking about a law and telling people that there's a law in this place, you should back that up. That's different than, yeah, Jesus Christ, he talked to me, and it's different than what I argue
like
about.
Out, I'd like to point out at this time that you're taking advantage of the fact that my voice is fucked up.
And I'm actually
you're
being
exploiting.
Nice tonight, not
you're
trying to shout everybody
you're
down.
Exploiting the fact I can't.
My voice is fucked up, too.
Your voice is always
no, fucked. Your head is fucked up.
Okay, regardless.
Quit picking on the man.
Wait, you guys don't see the difference between what I'm talking about? Between a law.
Do you know what the law is? What we were talking about?
Somebody actually found
it. Do you know what we're talking about? What is it called?
He's the one that brought
Make
out.
My day
Make
law.
My day law.
What? Make now, my day law.
I think you owe Uncle Dak an apology.
I don't owe anyone an apology. I just said you have
somebody
to back
else did
that
the work.
Up.
before him.
Okay.
Whoever that was, thank you.
Okay, so somebody just stood up for Uncle Dak. Don't make a
What's going on there? Whoever did that, take it back.
Was that from The Onion?
Okay. Star Baby of all
so
people.
What is thank the you, what is the well, she likes Uncle Dak.
Oh, Star Baby's hot for Uncle Dak.
Uncle Dak.
Ever since she
No, wait,
here?
No, I can't say that shit. I said that shit on the air last time about Nomad Skitty, about sticking her finger up that guy's ass. And everybody's been
harassing the poor kid.
Everyone's been harassing her about it. Please don't
harassing
do that
her.
Yeah, because like I was ignorant, I was just drunk, and it's not really respectful. And I'm
using the drunk excuse.
No,
like
I'm not.
So many other people.
No, I'm not using the drunk.
No,
excuse.
I know. I understand.
I'm
what
just saying.
Saying.
I'm explaining. It was an ignorant thing to say.
Ah, it was just
she
a
was
joke.
Playing
everybody
along.
Knew it was a joke.
No, it wasn't.
It was fun. She was laughing. She was enjoying it at the time.
Yeah. Well. Yeah. Look at how she was dressed. No, but I mean, seriously. Okay. Come on.
Oh,
no, come on. It's all good, but seriously, no, come on. That's no excuse to sit there and be ignorant to someone.
Joke or something like that, like we did with...
Anyway, she took offense. I'm sorry. Please don't anyone harass her about it, okay? That's all.
Remember, there's a fine line between funny and you're going too fucking
You're going hard. To be belittled if you phone in. People forget that. We used to remind them a long time ago, remember? If you phone in, you're guaranteed to be... belittled and
for a little
abusement,
you know,
and some abusement.
I hope it's like sitting at the front row, you know, at Andrew Dice Clay, you know.
You're gonna get yelled at. He's gonna
he's
make
gonna
an example
ask
of you,
you know, if you eat, you know, shit, whatever. I don't remember.
Hey, you fucking guy, do you eat shit? Look at this fucking guy.
I really don't take.
I bet you suck a mean cock.
Andrew Dice Clay. He is not funny, but he's long forgotten.
He was
so
funny
okay.
at the time.
Yeah, he's pretty funny when he wears his head like a hat. But anyway. So, where were we?
I am happy to announce T3 Sonic is back up.
Oh, good. What does that mean?
That means we have like 200 more spots for people to listen.
Oh, goody.
No, that's very good.
No, I said, oh, goody. That was not a sarcastic, oh, goody.
You're being sarcastic.
No, I wasn't. That's my
and
voice.
If you go to the Rant Radio page, there's a new button on there that says All Streams. And you click on that, it'll queue up every single stream we have automatically. You don't have to click on each individual one. Hey, it's easy. One doesn't work, click to the next one.
Okay.
And you can see there's like lots of changes on the Rant Radio page. So I'm going to be needing some help on design very soon.
Yeah, I have a question.
Yep.
How did you get that web page?
Which one?
The one, Make My Day.
I just double-clicked on the person who put it in the IRC, double-clicked on the link.
And where's the link? It's just in the regular dialogue?
Draxol's
regular dialogue.
Draxol's not going to let it go.
It's at 8.
No, I just want to see what it is.
What was your original? What's the point of that law, Dak?
The point is what you were saying.
That said there are some insane self-defense laws.
Well, the self-defense law in this case states, I believe, if I'm not mistaken, that if someone comes onto your property and you give them a warning and they don't leave, you can kill them. And it's considered self-defense.
How long do they have to leave?
I don't actually.
You're leaving too slow.
Like I said, I have not actually read the law. I just remember reading about it in the newspaper in passing and just being, well, partially amused, partially offended.
It was a 72-year-old woman that killed somebody. I'll put it back in the IRC, sure.
And
speaking to the microphone.
So wait a minute. The 72-year-old woman shot somebody. Why?
Yep. Because an intruder late Saturday. It's not very well written. Shot the intruder with a .38 caliber revolver after he broke in through the back door.
I'm not having a problem here.
No, me neither.
Yeah, no kidding. People can read it. It's on the IRC.
Well, like I said, I have myself only read it once in passing in a news story in one of our local fine publications.
But it sounds like it makes sense. Like,
no, I do it. I do
stay here, and you're going to get shot.
No,
not leaving. Okay.
I do agree. I do agree in the simple fact that anyone breaks into your home, you tell them to get the hell out. They don't. You put a couple of rounds through their fucking skull. I agree with it. But, you know, just the way that they had written up and in the kind of, you know, very far-reaching look at the way that they have written the law, if I'm not mistaken, is, you know, like somebody comes onto your property, says,
don't
like,
phone. I told you not to phone.
Who is this?
Hi, you're on Rant Radio. Who's this?
Jodath Moore.
Jodath Moore. Did you hear the announcement at the beginning of the show not to phone?
No, actually, my stream, well, Wag is sticking his sticky fingers up my stream's ass.
Oh, okay.
And I can't hear it.
Okay, there's a button on Rant Radio.
Yep.
It says all streams. It will queue up every single stream we have. And you can click through all the streams. All
right, I'll have to check that out.
Okay, say what the hell?
Hold on, I just had a quick question.
Yes.
Are you guys ever going to change your MP3 list around?
You mean on the rotation on the station?
Yeah, because I was, like, listening a few days ago, and you still had, like, stuff about Sean Kennedy talking about how Skip was such a great guy.
Really?
Like, a bunch of Limp Bizkit and Korn and, like, really bad pop shit.
No, I shouldn't have any of that anymore. We've changed our rotation to completely, pretty much unknown independent artists. So there's no more Korn, no more Limp Bizkit,
okay.
And we will seek out and destroy anything that has praise of Skip's name. And it should go away.
What was it? Do you recall what it was about?
Yeah, what context was it in?
It was talking about how he went to jail, and
and he's so valiant, and he took it up the butt.
Was
really
it a
well
brainwashing?
No, it was probably a rant that was just queued up, and
that's all right.
That's okay. We will eradicate it.
We will find and destroy this from all records.
Yeah. Thank you very much.
Also, when are you gonna have the shows from November archived?
Good question. I just moved from Langley to Tawasin. Out here. So everything's really crazy right now.
All
right. So I will be doing that maybe this week, and I'll start catching up.
All right.
I'll see if I can get that done as quickly as possible, starting with the latest one, of course, like today's show.
All right.
So you'll be on it. Woo. Okay.
So
say what the hell.
What the hell. Yeah,
excellent.
Sam,
you can post any more questions in the IRC. Just a private message. I'll answer them. Yes.
Sam, me and PVM here, we're driving up, and we kind of thought of something. As we went through Tawasin, we went past the lovely, aromatic
landfill.
It's good, huh?
Landfill smell. I was reminded of something again, and we came to the decision.
As everyone knows, Uncle Dak lived for the first 10 years or so of his life in New
15,
York.
15.
15 years of his life in New York City.
So I brought you back.
So he knows firsthand from trips there what New Jersey actually smells like.
So we've decided instead
of
actually...
And it smells like a landfill, and that's what you live beside. So we've decided
from now on
is now known as North Jersey.
North Jersey. Okay. That's great.
It's a hell of a lot better than Tawasin. I hate this country sometimes.
It's a native name.
Everybody, I know.
Silence.
I know, Canada. What a great fucking country we have. Wow, we got a new $10 bill with a female peacekeeper on the back. Uh-huh. Oh, that's really good. Gotta make sure.
Have you seen that?
Yes,
that
I
is
have.
The ugliest fucking thing. I went blind for 5 minutes.
I know. Which and the bill's just, really ugly, too.
It's good,
the point
it's good
is,
though, that you went blind because it does actually have little bumps on it so the blind can tell that it's a $10.
I could not fucking believe how ugly this thing was.
You know, only in this country would we have a quarter.
I haven't seen it
which
yet.
Retarded Inuit children would draw on, and then we'd use that as a fucking national symbol. You know, politically correct are us. You know, I used to
say it before. The helmet heads in this country have way too much control.
No, you know, I don't know. I've been thinking. I was my buddy Scotty, who is going to be a vampire very soon. Scott Harker. And incidentally,
his name is Harker, and he's going to be a vampire.
No, his name is, well, that's not his actual name.
Okay,
his
okay.
Name, we call him Scotty Harker or Mr. Teeth.
Okay, that's cool. Okay.
And he is a great guy. He just got back from England, where he got the most mighty pair of boots you've ever seen in your life. And he was talking to me, and I'm kind of loosely throwing around the idea of moving to Ireland, off and on. You know?
Ireland.
Yeah.
You know, what's in Ireland?
Irish.
Are the laws better there? Is
well,
a better standard actually, of living?
Well, the IT, Ireland doesn't have, never got took part in the Industrial Revolution, eh?
Okay. Well, not only that, Ireland also
that.
Recently...
They're having a tech bill.
Straight from farming to tech?
Yeah.
Well, from what I understand, Ireland is turning into the Silicon Valley of the EU.
Oh, yeah.
Or is it EC or EC? EC, the European Commonwealth?
European Union.
EU, yeah.
Okay, well, whatever. Anyway, there's a bunch of Irish people in there. It's cool, and there's castles and shit. And just recently, I've been kind of going through this, you know how you kind of go in waves, you know?
Oh, yeah.
So
Quarter-life crisis?
What's that?
No, I don't have a quarter life.
I don't have a like motherfucker. If I have a crisis, everybody, like, it'll be on the news. Okay? No.
Sean, come down, please.
Sean,
I'm
like,
3, 4, 5.
I'm like, you know, I'm going to change my cell phone number.
Okay, what did you say?
What?
Is your mic trouble? I'm fine.
No,
yeah,
I can't hear.
Just keep speaking.
Anyways.
My mic's not loud enough.
Did you guys, what did you say the Make My Day law was about?
Okay. Oh, it's all back now. He said multiple times, he read it once in passing.
Reduce, reuse, recycle.
What I understood, it involved the right to shoot a trespasser on your property.
Well, it's pretty short term up here. It says it allows the,
this has been
permits the use of deadly force. Permits the use of deadly force against intruders if the occupants of the home believe they may be harmed.
If
I'm not bitching about what you said. I was just clarifying it, and no, it wasn't exactly what it said there. So what are you freaking out about for? Fuck. Anyways, why the fuck would you make a law that's called Make My Day Law?
Because like, it's named after a movie.
What, are children making the laws in Colorado?
Yes. Yes, like, they are.
What the fuck is Sonny Bono
as the fucking senator.
First of all, it has nothing to do with Clint Eastwood or anything Clint Eastwood would have to be held to. Okay? So, Make My Day,
Eastwood feel threatened in his own home?
He's a badass. I don't think he would. If you use deadly force to protect yourself in Canada, you're allowed to do that. If you're protecting yourself from being killed.
Self-defense.
Yeah.
Yeah, but
this isn't this law, which sounds all ooh, because it's called the Make My Day law.
Nicknamed it that.
Oh, whatever. It doesn't make any sense. Whoever nicknamed it that or named it that is an idiot, because it has nothing to do with any reference to Make My Day.
Can't we all just move the show along? Can't we all just move the show along?
I got an email the other day.
Okay.
It said,
you guys suck.
Not for you.
For coupons.
Suck cocks for coupons. Yeah.
Senior's Day.
For Subway little stickies.
I don't suck cocks for coupons.
I blow goats for bus fare.
Suddenly, I'm not surprised. What?
Keep your mouths off my cups.
Okay, what is going on?
What is going on? It says, hey man, stay true to what you love doing. That's my speech I'm doing these days. I can attest to all that all the money in the world can't replace being happy. I used to listen to people say that and think, hey, I'd like to be unhappy with $10 million, but I'm beginning to think it's true. I still admire your bannerless society. We are the internet, and don't let any of those fucking pussy.coms tell you otherwise. Yep, went out after work, haha. They can't buy real people. Rob from StickDeath.com. In response to me putting the independent bands on the webpage.
Oh, StickDeath guy. He's a good fucking guy.
He recommended a band to play in the station.
Right on.
Didn't fit format, but that's okay.
Sorry. Thanks, Rob. You're a great guy.
Yeah.
Your
band sucks.
It was a good band.
It just didn't fit.
No, well,
what was their style?
They can recommend the best rap band in the world. I'm still not putting it on.
What did he recommend? What was their style?
I can't remember. It didn't fit.
I guess it meant a lot to him.
It meant a lot. His words meant more than the
situation.
He's blowing sunshine up your ass.
He's just trying to get some play for the band.
Hey, we'll do lunch. I got these friends. You should really talk to them.
Sean,
they're going places.
When I was working out at the Paramount Studio, where they do Level 9 and Seven Days, I saw a couple of these fucking suits. These, like, you know, they're not actually human beings. They're just walking suits.
Right.
And they actually say that shit
with
to each other.
With yes tattooed on their forehead.
Yes, they actually say, we'll do lunch. And I mean, I'm not kidding. I thought I was watching a fucking caricature.
Hey, whatever works, right?
Oh, I've seen it. I've had it done to me. I had the guy from the guy that Much Music DJ Ted Goodyear, or whatever the fuck his name was, Mr. Goodman or Ted Goodman,
yeah.
Or Goodyear, whatever the fuck his name
oh,
was.
Oh yeah, no, he was at MTV.
MTV Music DJ. He calls me.
He's like, hey guy,
he's
you're
all, hey,
awesome.
We how
like,
you doing?
We like what you're doing.
We like what you're doing.
There.
And he goes, where are you? And I'm like, I'm in Vancouver. Oh, well, how's things going in Washington? And I'm like,
fuck you.
I'm in Canada. Oh yeah.
That
so.
Canada.
Yeah, you're not gonna move down here, are you? I'm like, no. He's like, so well, I like what you're doing. I'm like, no, you don't. And I said that to him. I said, no, you don't.
You ruined his day. Thank you.
And he's like, well, what do you mean? And I'm like, well, I had to tell you where my site was. I had to show you where to download my shit. You've never listened to the station. How the fuck do you know what anything I've done sounds like?
Somebody.
Well, you must be doing good. I mean, you were in the Spin magazine there, and yeah, but that doesn't mean shit. Spin magazine's a fucking rag.
Okay, they just, 1,000 they people even, a month, or
a thousand
in
people
there.
In a month. I was a beer fart. I was fucking. I was like.
Did I make front cover twice in a row? No.
You know, wow, just count me up there right along with the other massive superstars, like, you know, oh, I don't know, those guys who did Standing by a Phone Booth and Rainy Day and all those other guys. What the fuck says that guy's name? You know, mom's outside enjoying the mom, happy with her full-time job.
Okay.
That is all that fucking, you know, died or Hootie and the Blowfish and whoever.
You'll be
else.
As remembered as long as Falco.
Falco rocks. The Bloodhound Gang Falco song.
That's really good.
Owns Falco is the shit. Falco will always be the shit. But he's a living testament to why you should come out with your second album.
No shit.
No, the time's not right. The time's not right.
Hold off just a bit longer.
Thud.
Sophomore slump's a bitch.
Oh shit, there's Purple Harold. No, he died.
Primitive Radio Gods.
He got killed. Primitive Radio Gods, that's right.
Yep.
And, you know, he got
motherfucking
like,
Falco and shit.
Motherfucking Falco and
mope,
shit.
Mope by the Bloodhound Gang.
Yeah,
that's
Mope
a very
by
good
Bloodhound.
Song.
Do you want to download that? Give us some airtime here. We'll play that.
Yeah,
play
I'll find
mope
that.
Mope from Bloodhound Gang. That's
I'll
great
find that. It is very, very good. Very funny.
Who did the Vampires?
And I knew a band about 6 years ago that did the song. It's exactly the same style.
Oh, really?
Just wrong timing.
Seeing how Girl on the Left wasn't able to come here tonight...
you bought fat in marshmallows.
I bought a snack food. I was going to try and come up with something that sounded and looked disgusting. So I came up with this stuff.
Unfortunately, there are no actual Oriental shops.
Yeah, there's no Oriental
shop. Near where Uncle Dak lives, otherwise...
Or works.
He would have found something, you know, cuttlefish flavor or something like that.
Yeah, yeah. So I picked up something that are called Ridley's Sweet Impression Toasted Coconut Marshmallows. Which actually, I mean, it sounds like it should be gross, but it's actually good. But anyway, I'm looking at the bag now, and they have a little signature here on the side that says, Bill McCready, Master Candy Maker.
He is the master candy maker. You can tell by his picture, too.
Yes, yeah.
He's got the handlebar mustache.
Well, yeah, but the thing is, though, is it good candy?
Actually, I have to say, I'm really surprised how good this shit is. I actually dig this stuff.
Do you know why?
Why?
You know why you like it?
Why?
Because it has a master candy maker.
Yes.
If it was from some sort of, you know, company
amateur.
Without a master candy maker,
yeah,
they would have fucked it up. You'd have, like, shitty marshmallow with, like, overburnt or undercooked coconut.
Yeah.
You know, half of it would have fallen off in the package.
Yeah.
You just have marshmallows with a bag of
coconut
at the bottom. You have to use them as, like, lick sticks or something and dip them back in.
Oh, I remember those. Those were fucking great. I used to eat those all the time as a kid.
Doesn't show. All right, so...
Oh, that was funny.
We've got two things I'm going to play
can
for you.
Can you fly?
Can you fly, Bobby? What's this?
I've got two things that we're going to play.
What's that?
We're going to play the thing that we did tonight.
Yeah, this is pretty mellow.
It's heavy, too. And it's mellow.
It's pretty, yeah, this is vampire. This is for all the vampires, because nobody's really done much with the vampires. So I want you to put your headspace in kind of a downward spiral sort of headspace for this.
Like the show tonight.
No. No, that was an album. So think Nine Inch Nails, think Downward Spiral, think Dead Can Dance. And we somehow always wanted to kind of do, and we managed to pull it off tonight, or today, rather. And so we'll play it, and... If you guys
and Bloodhound Gang after that to bring you back up.
Yeah, to bring you back up. And if you think this is cool, then...
We'll tell you where to get it after.
We'll tell you where to get it. Otherwise, it'll bog everything out of shit.
Yes, it will.
I personally...
I'm not lying.
I personally...
Actually, it probably won't. It will. Just don't do it yet. Somebody's
okay.
Cell phone's going to ring.
I personally think that I personally think that this is better than my wear body armor thing, to be totally honest with you.
I think it kicks ass.
I think it totally kicks
ass.
So when are you going to cut it out?
When we have enough tracks. We've got two.
We have two tracks right now. I could release a single. Okay. But what I could do is I could actually just remix it 9 million times and then call that an album.
There you go.
I love it when they do that.
It's like that Birmingham 6 album you got.
Yeah, that's exactly.
You didn't
like
do that much research for that, did you?
No, I didn't.
Birmingham 6.
Snatch.
And I'm like, oh, wow, I won't buy any more albums ever.
That was the last album ever.
Yeah, so that'll be it.
This is Sean Kay with Hope.
To be alone. We sit in crowds, in the darkness of crowds. We seek solitude and weep when we find it. Information is being brought to us so fast. Information comes through the air. Information comes through the wires. All the information just makes us grow darker. Children are starving while nations grow fat. Animals scream in feedlots. Chickens are boiled alive. I just wanted to have lunch. I didn't want to be a murderer. I just wanted to get some shoes. I wasn't making a political statement. I dyed my hair black. I got steel going through my face. But I still gotta work. I still have to deal with people. And because they wear a tie, they think they're better than I am. I sit in front of a wire. Broadcast everything I can. I've learned how to strike back. I've learned how to rewire so that I can use the box, so that we can strike back. It's so hard to be alone. It's so hard to keep the fight up. It's so hard to walk through the falling complaints. It's so hard to walk through the sarcasm and the hate that falls like rain from the dark skies. It's so hard to walk past that homeless man, and I have to pretend he's invisible because I can't take it home with me, because I'm only two steps away from where he is. But one day, we won't have to be alone. One day, we can all band together, and we can try to make something better. We can try to stand together for something, anything, anything that would bring us closer. All these wires, all these airwaves, yet people aren't connected. They don't see each other in subways, in elevators, on the street, in their cars. No one sees anyone anymore, but I see people. People just like me. We want to strike back. And together, we have hope.
Attack monkey. Attack. Listen to Rant Radio because we like the way you look right now.
We gonna drop this next bomb for a money-making player that ain't with us no more.
Yeah, Notorious B.I.G.
Hell no! We gonna do this for a gang-banging thug that never seen it coming.
Yeah, Tupac.
Into the holdies, hanging out like double D's.
Just long on ice skis.
What's Mayor Mitchie? Shake a shamrock shake, please. 3 o'clock on the dot. Time to do for 8th graders.
Rather take the weather channel so that I can watch it later.
Reruns, reruns. So what's happening?
He's knocked up and rides on crack again.
Deep throat, a whole natty body. Make whoopee, do a batch of silly buddy. Make a Santa cold game sandwich and ate it.
Go to National Geographic and report it on the news.
So I like to dance naked in front of my pants. While my cat was in attendance.
So I sent him UPS.
Play in the bottle with my mom. I just sit around and wait for miles twice. Activate stalemate, jailbait, in my circle life imprisonment. Amazing what a good breakfast pickles make, isn't it?
I like to pretend to feed reading.
Never lose a sight of the thrill season. Don't need a shower today. Just some fruit.
The type of shame.
Throw the ass on my jeans.
Clean do another day.
And I recycle.
I stick our own parts.
I dial the wrong number.
Hope a conversation starts.
I mean, I might as well
be listening to Journey.
Giving myself a mullet.
Hook the baby to the Kirby.
Make a prank call, pretending I'm a mind.
Get stuck in traffic just to pass the time.
Send a letter in the mail.
In brown.
To Johnny Quest. Send me back my head to check. Talk about abuse. Nothing going on. Later than the Pope. Run the walls of King Kong. Fucking out. Life to a spell of guys. Better than the parents on a party of five. Luciano Pop Ronnie. On a treadmill. Not going nowhere. Slip chip. We will. That's hit the bone. Jackson. Born like one. Stick around. Like Brady goes to Hollywood.
Plums.
When you wanna come,
I'm mighty tiny whitey and I'm smuggling plums.
When you wanna come,
I'm mighty tiny whitey and I'm smuggling plums.
When you wanna come,
I'm mighty tiny whitey and I'm smuggling plums.
When you wanna come,
yo,
motherfuckers! Oh shit, here comes Pac-Man.
Hey Pac-Man, what's up?
Hey you bitches, I'm high on crack. Wanna freebie?
No, Pac-Man. Drugs are bad.
Nope. Can't help you, man. Listen to Rant Radio, because the people who piss you off hate us.
What the fuck?
It's time to find out what exactly the fuck is going on. It's news you need to know about on What the Hell.
I would like to know exactly what the fuck is going on here.
Okay. For the news of the week.
Just to backtrack, people are going crazy in the RCO. Or they can download that.
I pasted it. I already gave it to them.
Oh.
And I told them after the show, and then I banned everyone from downloading it during the show. Because people were downloading it during the show, even after I told them not to do it.
Well, of course not.
So, too bad for them.
Of course they're not going to.
They don't listen.
Can we get a pang for this, please?
Can we pang these people for not listening to me?
Of course. Well, guy, I hate to tell you this, but...
Listen to Sim.
pang for you.
No one's going to listen. They just want shit. They go get it.
Don't listen to Sean.
They don't listen to me anyway.
They don't listen to anyone.
I can't stay awake.
They're their own
hitting
people.
No, but seriously, it's just like, well, whatever. Smokehouse.
What about Smokehouse?
Smokehouse knows where to go and get the brainwashing 17. If he doesn't know where to get brainwashing 17, he can say so in the...
And all you people out there, mighty, mighty song in the end.
Wait
till you hear it.
Oh, my God, if I ever got a song for the end of that. So I'm thinking that Smokehouse, have you downloaded it yet?
He said, it's going really slow. Well, that's your...
Oh, Smokehouse, I have it. Also, that song, Smokehouse, is in that. I uploaded it to that place as well.
Yes.
I uploaded Hope, so Smokehouse should have Hope. As well, if you go back to where you got the brainwashing smoke, Hope is uploaded to there so you can download it on your very own stream. And everyone's like, well, why is Smokehouse? Because I like Smokehouse. And I hate all of you. I just like Smokehouse.
By name.
Ha, 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 ha.
Okay, speaking of by name.
What?
Can we say all the people's names in the IRC? And you have your own little viewport there, if you can switch over to the IRC.
I can't even read that.
Minimize that. We'll expand it out.
Expand it out and I'll... My voice hurts. I don't really want to do it once again.
You know how to do that?
Stop treating me like I'm an idiot.
Okay, I'll tell Stars.
Please. Point.
Please?
All right. Mr. Echo, Sumerian, Holy Dio, Smokehouse Shovel Studio, Artemis and Lathe, Haze, Ofi Dofi, Snargasm, Soul Raper. Whoa, you fucked it up. You're not an idiot, though. Up. Snargasm, Soul Raper, Ofi Dofi, right, here we go. Apocalypse Format, LT, Zombie, Oracle, Dirch, Case, Erase, 6969, LinkRX, Paradox, Axemaster, looking very Haxor-ish, Breaker 1, Josh K, Kexler, Mrs. Echo, Babs, Integrity, Rooster, Ronin Sariat, Cyber Samurai, ST Undead, Girl on the Left. Hi, Girl on the Left.
Hi, Girl on the Left.
Josh K, Junior Bomber, Rasnikolikov, Inca. Nomad Greek Top, Nomad Copper Top, Nomad Floyd's Lapel. Wow, I haven't seen him around in a while. Glad to see you. Half Elf, Master Z, Punk of Evil, Yggdrasil, Plastic, Schnitz, Cossack, Star Baby, Zerstor, Microcube, Sparky, Stain 009, The Preacher, Hellbore, Volrum, X Battlewax, Zandad, and I Hate IRC Name. And also we got giant lips with some M's and shit on it. So anyone who doesn't know anything about cult, wants to know something about cult, go to the cult page, download Virus Manifesto, and or email join@thecult.org.
Oh, by the way, Mr. Echo?
And it's the other side in the Rant Radio channel. Other side servers, Rant Radio channel, if you want to be in the IRC and see what you're missing.
This is for Mr. Echo. Mrs. Echo's father called. He'd like his daughter back.
You don't have to give him back, though. He just said he'd like him.
Yeah.
Look, you've got...
I agreed to pass
the
along the
request.
Message,
you know what the funny thing is? Canada just decommissioned another 40 fighters, so now we have 80 fighters for the second largest country on the planet.
Oh, I told that. I made the mistake.
Yeah,
of
we're only the second largest country on the planet in size of landmass. We're not the second largest in people, so
we're pretty
slow. I passed along that little bit of information to my girlfriend.
How many more fighters?
Ex Air Force.
We only have 80 fighters, period, flying in the country now. 80.
And how many did we have before?
120.
Where'd those 40 go?
They decommissioned.
Broken.
And
they're broken.
Anyhow, and she told me that on average, apparently half of our fighter wings are actually not operational.
Oh,
so they're on paper.
they're not actually operational. So she said that
they're paper planes.
So either the 40 they decommissioned were all like the completely non-operational.
So the 40,
you know why?
Or
why
they're not working anymore?
They're actually functional.
My dad retired
between them anyway.
He used to fix the F-18s, and he retired, so now they can't fix them properly.
Please, someone call Mr. Paulin and get him to come back and fix all the plans.
Please, Mr. Paulin, can we have our Air Force back?
I'm sorry, 80 planes couldn't defend my fucking house. All right, so page6.com, what's that?
Celeb news. Bill Maher is sorry, kids.
Who's Bill Maher?
Bill Maher of Politically Incorrect.
Okay, well, you know that joke. Oh, God, I hate
that guy.
He's an idiot.
God, look at the fucking break his legs.
He thinks he got Jell-O Biafra on there and wouldn't let him speak. And I'm just like, wow, Bill.
That's run for the course for Jell-O, though.
You're going to be... Yeah, but the thing is, Bill Maher... Okay, Jell-O has more coolness in the sheddings of his dead skin that fell off his body and toenail clippings than Bill Maher has in his entire being.
Or nose.
You know, I kept...
Bill Maher knows about intellectual political speak. You could write it on the back of a postage stamp.
I actually saw that one with Jell-O Biafra, and I kept hoping... project you there to stab him in the fucking head.
Unfortunately, Jell-O's pretty subdued until he starts talking. He just sort of sits there.
That's why I kept.
And he gets charged up when he starts talking.
That's why I kept hoping. I kept wanting Sean to appear to pull out a shovel of justice.
Suddenly, Jell-O starts shaking, and then Sean's in his body.
No, the problem is that these guys, they don't. Like, it's hard. It's hard. Everyone, you sit there and you got your downtime, right? And nobody wants to see Jell-O in his downtime.
No.
Nobody wants to do that, right? And that's why I think it's important that people bear in mind that people do have that downtime. Now, a lot of guys, it's like that thing, the Hope song that we did there, right?
Yes.
A lot of guys were like, oh, this is cool and all, but cool message and everything, but, can we break something? And some other guys are just...
going to get charged up, depressed.
And other guys, but if you listen to the tune, actually... it's okay to be depressed. That's a natural thing. As a matter of fact, I'm a lot more concerned about someone who's happy all the time when the world is a big bag of shit, like Sim. especially when their lives are big bags of shit. This is a good footnote. I can't say anything about what's going on in Sim's life right now because, well, it would be wrong. But let me tell you guys, Sim's life is a big bag of shit right now, more than you could possibly imagine. So if anyone wants to lend some support to Sim, he really needs it.
Oh, don't start ICQing me.
No, it's true. Like, I don't know, send him cards or something.
Not ICQs, though. You can send me cards. Sim. That's a passive thing. I just have to read
Uncle
them.
Uncle Dak, give Sim a hug.
Bear hug.
And Sim hates being touched. That's the other thing.
By men.
By Uncle Dex.
Especially by Uncle Dex.
All
that's
women.
Why I did it.
All women.
But
fine,
he's having a bad time right now. Anyway, back full circle to...
Bill Maher.
Bill fucking fuckhead
on the Maher. January 11th episode of Politically Incorrect. Remember the name.
Politically
Incorrect.
What a fucky.
Maher compared retarded children to his pet dogs, saying they're sweet, they're kind, but they don't mentally advance at all. Maher's comments drew an audible gasp from the Politically Incorrect audience and startled that night's guests. What? It also drew outrage from public advocacy groups.
Wow, I'm glad they don't listen to this show.
Oh, shit.
That's why I got this page.
The amount of hockey helmet jokes I do.
We go way worse than that.
Yeah, but you know the thing is, though, if anyone ever fucking even...
Oh, I'd kill somebody.
If I ever saw somebody, exploiting or taking advantage of somebody...
I'd tear their fucking...
That's a very big difference.
I'd tear their fucking heads off and eat them.
Yeah, that's true. And we hack on each other worse than anybody else, too, so...
Hack on each other worse than helmet heads.
Arguably, yeah.
No shit.
We only hack on helmet heads like once every 5-7 shows. We hack on each other every show.
Every show.
So.
Helmet heads?
Retarded kids, helmet head, walk around.
Mentally challenged.
Drulies.
Drulies.
We each have our own. We have our own. Mouth breathers.
Bounty.
Groovy
drulies.
Groovy drulies.
Did Cyndi Lauper do some stuff with them?
ABC also issued an apology and removed the transcript of Maher's remarks from its website. We've erased history. Where it regularly posts transcripts from the show. Maher went over the line of political incorrectness, and we apologize profusely for the insensitivity of the remark. I mean, what's the point of a show called politically incorrect?
What do you expect?
We didn't want it that politically incorrect.
Does anyone actually ever watch the show?
I hate it. I can't stand that man.
When it first came on, I dug this guy as a stand-up, and I dug him as an actor. So I actually watched it because I wanted to really get into it. And I could not believe how fucking conservative and what a right-wing prick this little fuck was.
Uh-huh.
Oh, yeah. He's.
For somebody who's talking about political incorrectness, I mean, all he was doing was using it as a forum to find another way to do some fucking Clinton bashing.
Earlier bad comments he made, he called the coverage of John F. Kennedy Jr.'s death an overblown media event.
It was.
And he got hot water for this.
That's
like saying the sun got up this morning.
First Lady Barbara Bush a bitch last March on a politically incorrect show. And then at the end they say ABC has already renewed politically incorrect for another season.
Well,
I guess it gets the ratings.
Okay, well, if he gets the ratings, that's fine. I mean, I don't know Barbara Bush. She's never fucked with me. George is a psycho. So I don't have a problem with Barb, though. I mean, I'm questionable of the guy she's fucking, but other than that. And as for, like, I don't know.
My favorite political joke came off of SNL. This is back in the 92 election when Clinton was running against George Bush.
92. I was 18.
I know. They put up a picture of Barbara Bush.
Right.
She was 20 years old.
Right.
She was a looker.
Was she?
For the late 40s, she was a hottie.
Okay.
She had that kind of 40s hottie look.
Well, you got to think of the future, though, when you pick your wife.
Think about the future.
I know. So, anyhow,
take a good look at her mother.
Yes.
Exactly. So, anyhow, they then talk about the marriage, the years between that George had been married with Barbara Bush.
Yeah.
And then they put up a picture of the way she looked. And it was a bad, uncomplimentary picture with George Bush.
Combination bad makeup, bad hair day.
Yeah. Uh-huh. And
bad lighting, bad film, and they dropped acid in the
air. Yeah.
There's a finger in front of the
line,
photo.
The line came up then. This is what she looks like now. Can we even afford 4 years of George Bush? And I was like, oh!
That's actually, it was the
88 election, but God, I mean, oh. That stuck with me more than any other fucking ad or political message for the whole thing, and it was done as a joke. I mean, it was the coldest, nastiest, funniest shit I think I saw for the whole election.
That's pretty good.
Here's a page that may make people mad.
May?
But you got to question yourself, why does it make you mad?
What is the page?
National Association for the Advancement of White People. NAAWP instead of NWA.
CP.
You know, there's the National Advancement for Colored People.
Right.
And does anybody bat an eye at that?
No.
Usually? No. But would they with this?
Yes.
Yes, quite a bit.
Yeah, well, because black...
why?
Why? Because black people didn't put, white people in camps and try to slaughter them and sell them as slaves and, you know, generally try to take over the planet and fuck with everyone's culture and destroy religion.
This organization has been around for a while.
Yeah.
It's really just a way of... having a wing of the Klan that isn't the Klan.
Yeah, it's another feeble attempt to, no, we're not racist, we just think white people should govern white people. Which, I'm sorry,
we just want to be judged by our peers.
Do I think that the black channel on satellite is a good idea? No. Do I think the white channel on satellite is a good idea?
No.
Do I think Louis Farrakhan is a hate-mongering fuck?
Yes.
Yes. So,
actually, I'd like to paraphrase that by making him an insane hate-mongering fuck.
I stand corrected.
Add any number of adjectives you feel free.
Yeah,
go ahead.
I'm just
referring to the black space station that's floating around, invisible space station that's floating around Earth, that he said in an actual speech one time, which PVM will back me up on, which was...
If you look into some of the weird shit that...
Farrakhan has spouted.
The Nation of Islam, that some of his leaders have believed over time. Hell, there's some of it's in Malcolm X's autobiography, which you ought to check out sometime. It's some really fucked up shit.
My only answer is I've heard rumors that Farrakhan had or still has a crack habit. Like, there was a time, and I can only, you know, like, ascribe this to being the fact that he got on stage, did, like, you know, we're talking a half dozen rocks, came out and just spewed this shit out, because this sounds like, you know, a toxicological psychotic episode to me.
It sounds kind of like he got a hold of a few Scientology pamphlets and said, hey, here's some stuff I can rip.
It was the weirdest shit I had ever heard.
I think after we descend mightily upon the pedophiles this April with Smokehouse directing the strikes, I think that what we'll do is we may turn our eye towards Scientologists, I think. Just to fuck
with them. I mean, I have no doubt they could win any legal war. But I'm not going to fight a nice legal war. I like to think of this kind of like, you know, Vietnam, only but from the other side's point of view.
Kind of a street urban Vietnam type thing.
Yeah. Plus there's the fact that we all look kind of nice in black pajamas.
See, I got this mortar here.
Black is wonderful. You can wear it with anything. You know, if it's on pearls, it says, I'm going out for the evening.
All right, so what are we...
Next one. Most people will be very happy about, I think.
What is it?
Norway bans spam.
Damn them!
Everyone in Norway has acquired a law-given right to say no to spam. The spammers have to check that the people they send advertisements to aren't on the opt-out list, a list centrally operated by the government's National Data Register.
Oh, I thought they were talking about the cans of that really disgusting stuff.
This means that anybody sending me something I haven't requested faces fines and up to 6 months of jail time.
I don't like that at all.
Recently, a spammer got one of my addresses and is spamming me 10 times a day. Forged everything, random everything, many different messages, blah, blah, blah.
Okay. I don't really see what the problem is with spam. I really don't.
I hate spam, but I don't think that want the government making a law where you can go to jail for sending spam to someone who didn't ask for it.
It may be going a little bit over the line.
No, it's going definitely. It's not a little bit. It's definitely.
It's way over the line. I mean, does spam infringe on your individual rights, your privacy rights?
No.
You think
it gives you stuff? It doesn't take anything from you. Spam doesn't take your information.
Takes time.
It doesn't take anything from you.
Time away from you.
It doesn't invade your privacy because the person sending you something isn't getting anything from you for it.
Yeah.
I'm gonna stay dark and listen to Hope a couple more times. And talk about how spam stole my youthful ideal. And spam's evil. And it's just horrible. Don't look at me when I'm smiling, because we'll start smiling too.
Okay, you're not speaking into your mic, so why would you be
thinking? See, I hate spam, and I'm sure everyone else does.
I hate spam. Yeah, I get it all the time. I don't even know where I got it from. I don't know how I ended up on the list, but I'm on the list.
But I mean, if you wanted to talk to somebody, and email address.
We need to move on.
Email address. Well, it's their problem that they're singing that. And your email address was on a web page.
Mm-hmm.
And you sent this person spam. Not spam, but just talk. Hey, what are you doing?
I had one guy spam. I got word that somebody spammed a cult member.
Yeah.
Somebody just put the spam song in here. I don't want to sing it again.
No.
So they got hit.
Because
the page.
Because their email address or
That's
ICQ
right.
was on the page.
Yeah. And I don't like that. So I got in contact with the guy because the guy had the website, and I went and did a whois and found out who owns the website.
Yeah.
Contacted them directly and said, hello. And I don't get a chance... Oh, my God. What is that?
It's Sean making an ass of himself.
It's Sean ranting with Erase.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. That was me at the Erase concert doing some spoken word.
Was that on a web page?
Wearing your Punisher War shirt.
I love that. Using the Punisher War shirt.
Anyways, go on.
Anyways, so I wound up... it was Nomad Centaur got hit with this, and a couple other guys did, and I got word from it. And I don't actually... one of the big things about doing the patient zero thing is I really do not like to flex that much. I don't want to go out and cause any problems, and I don't like to throw that around because it's not something.
Of course not.
It's a really big thing, and
you don't want to hold this over everyone's head. No, I will.
But when
smoked anyone,
when guys were spamming my people on my fucking page, I wound up calling the guy. I sent him an email and said, "Hello, my name is Sean Kennedy. I am patient zero of cult. It would be best for everyone if you did not spam any of my people anymore. And this will be the last contact you have with us. Do you understand? Thank you. Goodbye." Click. And that was it. No one ever heard hide my hair. And I recommended that he check out the site and what we're about before he
continue to spam people. So I imagine you went, ooh.
You
know, maybe this was a bad idea.
Should have read it a bit more
There's
carefully.
A skull with tentacles coming out of it. Maybe we should not fuck with these guys.
I don't know what that means, but it's...
A skull with tentacles. So what what was that line? Cut off one head, two more shall rise?
Yes.
Some to that effect. And I was mad. I was fucking mad. I'm like, you're going to spam people from my site? Are you fucking nuts?
Look at the site.
I started getting Italian about it, you know? It's fucking scary. So anyway, whatever. Okay, we have a great Tales from the Streets story, allegedly. Let's,
I beat no one up. Lizard Cruiser, yeah. Not Tales from the Streets, Lizard Cruiser story.
That's somebody else.
Yeah. That's running.
Immigrant over. Seeks right to sue Alabama over English-only driver's test.
Good luck. Boy. That shit's not going to float in Alabama. You could get it in Langley, but it's not going to fly in Alabama, son. You're about 4,000 miles to the south.
Martha Sandoval, who came to the United States in 1987, is a permanent resident, contends that the English language test discriminates against her based on her national origin. Though the Civil Rights Act expressly forbids such discrimination by state agencies receiving federal funds.
Good luck.
But the question is, as an official language of the United States, being English...
Yes.
I mean, it was chosen over German. German lost by only one vote.
Yeah, I heard that. I remember that.
Where was
this? Said that.
When was
this?
This is back in 17... I think it was 17...
I saw something very recently on television that said the United States does not have an official language.
I think so,
I believe... I you might be right.
You might actually be
right on that. But I know that as the spoken language or the official language of government, English won by one vote over German. In 1778, I believe it was.
Wow.
Okay.
So, because of that, I don't know if this actually meets the in mind. I don't know if this actually meets the criteria for discrimination.
Guys, there's a East Indian lady trying to get Hindi put onto a fucking ballot in Alabama. It's not going to happen.
No,
it's got nothing to do with politics.
No, I was just talking about it from the point of view of actual real law.
Oh, that's great, but real law isn't going to do much when she's got burning shit on her lawn.
I know.
You know
the problem
I
have with this is, what language are the street signs written in?
Yeah,
English.
I had a bit of a...
Therefore, you must take your test in what language?
English.
English.
I was exposed to racism in Vancouver when I went... I was downtown Maine and... where was I? It was about 11:30 at night. And I was down on Maine and Commercial. Wrong. Maine and Hastings. And No, thank you. And I'm sitting there and I have to deal with this freaking situation where... I don't have a phone, and I'm trying to get in contact with someone, and I cannot find a payphone. And I go into these Chinese and Japanese food restaurants, and they are not, like, no one will even talk to me. I'm like, hi there, I need to get my hands on a phone. It's not like I'm dressed like some kind of vagrant. I have, like, a collared shirt on, I'm at tech.
Yeah.
I have tech equipment with me. I'm like, excuse me, I need to use a phone. Is there a phone nearby? Is there a payphone nearby? No phone here, no phone here. And they're, like, shoving me out of the store. And I'm like... You know, it's hard sometimes not to get all patriotic and racist and shit like that, because you sit there and you're like, motherfucker, you know, we're in Vancouver.
Well, I know.
You know, and I should have some fucking signs here that are written in fucking English somewhere, you know, and it's frustrating. So if these people think, well...
English and French.
So let's put it this way, well, that's racist, Sean, that's racist. Let me ask you this. If you went to India, would you expect them to write all their fucking signs in English? No. So why the hell should they?
Why should they cater to you?
Exactly.
You're in their country.
When in fucking Rome, okay? Like, I'm sorry. Maybe it's the Canadian in me, but if I'm going to another country, I pick up one of their my language to their language books.
Pick up a law book too,
so I can learn how to say please and thank you first and foremost, followed by toilet and directions. Okay.
Back in our land, we beat our women. It's okay there, so I should get off here. Same kind of thing.
Yeah.
Don't fly here. Don't cerveza, please, por favor.
Yeah. No, I'm sorry. That doesn't work. And this isn't about racism. It's about common fucking sense.
Yeah.
And people are like, well, you know, whatever. And people are like, well, in their culture, it's okay to beat women. Well, I don't care. Well, it's legal in that area for them to do that. Well, I still don't care.
Sean?
I'm part of I don't care, don't you dig here.
Uh-huh.
This is not me ragging on you, but I will share my hood with you, and I agree with you 100%.
Fuck you.
No, in the United States, before you become a citizen... you have to pass an American
history test or something.
History
like
test, which also includes the ability to speak English.
Right.
We're talking to the basic ability of where's the bathroom? Yes, no, thank you. You know,
I don't know.
In some states, they should also include this is a wallet, not a gun. You know, but
it's pretty brutal because, like, I don't know. I just think that something should be done about that. And I think that people who come into countries, like, it's not that country's responsibility to look after you. It's not has anything to do with white or black. And I'm sure there's people out there going, well, Sean's racist. See?
Well, no, see, we've got him on tape now.
See, we got him. I know all about it. You know, and
I'll tell you, the only thing I dislike about immigration to Canada is the attitude of the people that seem to come here. Now, there are a few people. I'm not saying this is an extreme generality. I mean, I've met people who have come to Canada, and as far as they're concerned, they're now Canadians.
Oh, yeah, there's people proud as fuck, man.
About being Canadians. Now, that I have no problem with. I don't like people who come to a country and still consider themselves to be whatever origin they are.
Well, then you get into all this Islamic fundamentalist shit, right, where they say, and this is why religion is essentially fucked. Okay?
Yes.
So these people come over and they're like, well, Allah speaks to me, and, you know, you guys are all, like, not with Allah, so, you know, you suck, and I'm following, you know, Buddy 12 over here, and that's it. And if you're not part of Buddy 12, Buddy 12 says to kill you. Well, he gets orders from God, so who am I to fight God? And Americans for Purity, my kids can't jerk off, you know, and it's like... Okay, and then all of a sudden it comes in.
You're crazy.
And you're like, okay, you know, and you're trying to piece all this shit together, and you're just like, motherfucker, you know, I just wanted to buy some shoes. I didn't want to make a political statement.
We were talking about that. I actually tried to mention this before. I have a friend, a guy who I ride the bus with every night to go to work and come home with. So we have the same schedule.
Does he see all these adventures you have? Or?
No, he's only on one bus. He's only on the first bus, but he has seen half of them.
Is this your Tales from the Lizard Cruiser?
No, this is not the Tales from the Lizard Cruiser. He was telling me, he's from Iran.
Stop phoning.
He told me that when he was in grade 6, they accused him of cheating. He had written something down in his book that was like the next line or something the teacher was going to write on the blackboard because he had taken the class once before. And so he already knew what the teacher was going to write down, so he just wrote the next line down that the teacher was going to write. So the teacher accuses him somehow, like, you know, cheating. He's trying to explain that he's already taken the class before. He just was taking it over again because he didn't write down the notes. The teacher has two of the other students take him, bind his feet together, hold him down, take his shoes and socks off, and proceeds to beat him with a fucking cane on the bottom of the soles of his feet till they bleed. This is considered standard and practical corporal punishment.
Where? In Iran.
In Iran.
Uh-huh. Well, that's believable.
Okay.
And so what's the
and
interesting
Iran
story?
Is,
what does this have to do with?
I know, just, it, just, it just shocked the fuck out of me. I mean, how many people have you know have been tortured?
Yeah, no, that's pretty brutal.
Mm-hmm.
You know. I've been doing the show with you for close to 2 years.
Bang!
No, but
basically.
Oh my
god! No, but seriously, it's just like you sit there and you have to put up with this shit, and it's just like whatever, man. I don't think that anybody should have to suffer. I just think everybody should just fucking be cool, you know. Just be cool.
You're also talking about religion. I think everyone.
Oh, yeah, all religion, any religion where you hurt somebody. Any religion that involves you hurting someone, that's fucked.
Yeah, I think everyone on the planet now has heard the unfortunate story of this girl in Nigeria whose father forced her to have sex with 3 or 4 of his friends.
Yes.
She became pregnant, and because she has given birth to a child outside of wedlock, she is due to be flogged. This is we're talking, they hit you with a whip or a cat of nine tails until it flays the skin off your back. 100 times she has to be beaten.
Oh, yeah. I've got one that beats that all the shit. Where there's a chick in Nigeria or in an African country where the local law is that unless you're a part of this religion, you can't be with the tribe and they'll fucking kill you. Okay? So she becomes a Christian and, you know, they kill her.
Because she won't say, no, I'm
does
not a Christian.
Does she not know this law?
No, nope. Yeah, she knows the law.
She does, but
why
she
didn't she leave?
Religious conviction.
Because you're in Africa, and...
How big's this tribe?
It was like...
Can you, like, go somewhere else?
No, it's she's like a kid. She's like 12 or 13 years old.
Who taught her to be Christian?
Probably some missionaries. And they went down there, and, you know, she's got her hands on the Bible and read it, and, you know, that whole thing about suffering for God and all that sort of shit, you know, it says
and
quite clearly.
I tell you, the Christians are great for that, for accepting the ability to suffer. I mean, there was a whole history or practice of history in Catholicism where they felt that in order to truly...
I'd rather be dead than Christian.
No, well, that you had to be a martyr or you didn't actually really serve Christ in your life. There was, in Ireland, unfortunately, or fortunately, we accepted Christianity without any violence. The only place in the world this has ever happened.
Right.
So they... No, this is, no,
now,
this
what
is true.
What does that say?
So
it just means that we didn't give a fuck. Yeah, it looks good. I put a ring on that cross. Right on.
Cool.
It's all good. Have some whiskey.
So the
was the first and the last mistake.
Yeah, exactly. So what happened? You have a bunch of Irish monks who feel because no one in Ireland has died for Christianity, they create a form of an order called the White Martyrs. These are people that became missionaries that had to go as far away to the worst possible places on earth, places that they knew were violent towards accepting Christ, so that some of them could be martyred for Christ, so that, you know, Ireland would do her share. You know, whoa.
Yeah, it's all fucked.
But they're going to a better place after, so it's okay.
They could be. They could be.
They could be. Well, they think they are.
Well, hey,
I mean, everyone goes to where they think they're going.
Hey,
right?
Well, that's one theory.
Isn't that right?
That's one theory. I mean, hey, what if everybody's right?
I mean, I'm not
going to hell.
I'm not
because
I don't love Jesus.
I'm not actually Christian.
So,
I
mean, you believe
I don't. I don't believe in Jesus. I have a friend in the army, and he's all into Christ, and he's this really good guy. He is Oko. He's like the nicest guy ever. He's totally cool. He's nice.
Yeah.
And I was harassing him the other day, and I said, well, how do you feel about your God? I'm going to hell because I don't believe in your God. You like that guy? You're worshiping this guy? How does that make you feel that me, your friend, I'm your friend, and your God is going to send me to hell just because I don't believe in him? And you, anyways, does that not
and
seem
you said,
strange to you that God's supposed to be all loving?
And
he's going to send me to hell?
And he realizes that you're a nice friend, and you're a good guy, and you don't do anything bad, but
yeah,
you're going to hell anyway.
You're not
going to
back
well,
me up.
You see, unfortunately...
Put in a good word?
Fortunately, I can't argue about this, seeing how I'm not actually Christian, just Catholic.
That's right. It's a lower religion.
Well, apparently, according to them, we actually worship Mary instead, you know?
Yes, of course. Yes.
She died on the cross.
Well, no, I think I can understand why. She's like the first woman who's ever, like, had a kid... wasn't her husband's, and got her husband to believe it. You know the story?
Speaking of martyrs, Walmart backed for firing employee who turned in photos of abuse. A Walmart store did nothing wrong in firing an employee who gave a customer's photographs indicating child abuse to police. They fired this employee for turning over photos to the police because it's against their store policy. Casper gave authorities copies of a photo showing an infant crawling in what appeared to be a pile of marijuana with $50 and $100 bills lying around. The child had bruises on his body, court records said. That criminal action was pursued and the child was placed in foster care. Walmart's policy calls for management team to make decisions about such photos, and they fired them.
I think they're right to fire them.
It's in the rules. True.
No, it's not just a matter of rules. You do have this confidentiality thing, right?
That's right.
But if I think they did the right thing by bringing the photos in, just don't let anyone know. Mark, you're in charge of
anonymous.
The fucking printer.
Do it anonymously. Print out two copies.
Print out two copies. Send those to the cops.
Just goes to prove, like the old saw, you know, no good deed goes unpunished.
that's a big exaggeration. Some good deeds.
You're proving your point.
No.
You're speaking to the microphone. What's going on?
I'm putting my mic down on this whole thing because you're not going to allow me to say the next line. Okay?
He's actually going to... No, he's not going to leave the room.
But actually, that leads exactly to what Drax said. The right solution was he should have sent them in anonymously.
Well, I feel Uncle Dak is possessing my body. Uncle Dak is possessing my body.
The problem is they're going to go back to Walmart. The police are going to go back to Walmart and go, okay, who brought these photos in? And they're going to have to bring that into court, and who processed them, and they'll get found out anyway. Who worked on that day? Who's on the schedule?
Maybe. Maybe not.
Maybe. Maybe not. But most likely, I think, anyway.
Well, nothing like...
Fucking prove it. Yeah. Fucking prove it. Okay.
Not only that, it's like...
Turn your mic off before you throw it on the table.
It's like culture jamming much. Walmart has fired me.
Oh, my.
Wow, there's a big favor.
Well, what about those towns that only have Walmart?
Well, that's okay. It. Now you got a new career, don't you?
You got it moving.
What do you do? I rob from Walmart. That's my job. I tried to play inside their rules. They're fucking with me.
I tried to be a good...
I know when their cash drops are, so I'm just going
to
rob Walmart.
I tried to be a good serf to Walmart.
Yeah, You know, I tried to do it that way, and it wasn't on. And I, okay, Sim, what do you suppose would happen, okay, if I'm... at Geeks Rush Computers tomorrow.
Okay.
Yeah. Down there, and out of the front door, I see some guy dragging a screaming child into a van.
Or how about this? If they had a privacy thing at Geeks R Us, and you were going through somebody's hard drive...
A guy comes in with a hard drive, and he's got photos... He comes in with a little girl to drop off his computer. Yeah, I need you to fix this. Well, I got a virus, whatever. And he comes in, and he's got a little girl, okay? And I recognize the photos of the little girl, and I can see, because the guy's got tattoos. And I fully know. No, yeah. It's like hardcore shit.
Yeah.
Okay, and I'm like, wow, this is in an encrypted file. I wonder if he used the same password. T-t-tack. Yeah, he did. And I'm looking through that. What do you suppose would happen there? I would sit in the middle of my floor in the shop. Okay? First, I would start at the top of the mythological sect and begin thanking gods in alphabetical order.
They have finally sent me someone!
The next thing that would happen would be that everything about this guy would be immediately handed off to, like, CSIS, the FBI, the RCMP, whoever. And I'd be like, understand that there's, like, 30 different... No. I'm for starters. Okay? Okay, and then you have to go legal route. You have to go legal route. This guy's in North America. You have to. You have to. The thing is, though, that, like, the ringleader in Nomad Centaur would be like, let's kick his ass. And he's not getting his computer back. Oh, you see that form at the bottom? It says, if we destroy it? Yeah, well, we got some photos. There's a place down in the States that puts 50 cal shells through the stuff. Yeah, that's seized as evidence. Yeah. I don't think any punches or kicks would be thrown at me any moment in time.
I
would hope that you would call me in that case.
You know what? To be totally honest, I don't think I would, but I promise you, if I didn't think justice was done, cops like, no, he got off on a technicality.
Really? See, there's always repercussions if nothing got done. We tried to go the legal route. We tried.
You know, it'd be all...
And then it's just a landmine under the welcome mat.
Hello, Mr. Mullen.
That's right.
Yes, that's right.
This
it's
is
John
Kennedy.
Calling from Geeks on Us Computers. You've been a very stupid man. I think what you should do is drop your daughter off at the local foster parents and then go out into the bush and shoot yourself.
Make it easy on everyone.
That would be a very good idea. Have a nice day. We'll be seeing you soon. Thank you much, sir. Beware of the Trund. Trund? Pang.
Oh.
You know, I'm sorry. I'd just be like, you fucking pogue.
I'd fucking levitate through the walls.
Oh, God. God has sent me this guy. Like, we'd stuff his head full of acid, tie him to railroad tracks, and, you know, the ones that are abandoned right next to the real ones, let the train roll by, and drown him in that shit that they used in the abyss that doesn't actually kill you with a head full of acid. And
Stain says, fuck that. The only people who are sworn to secrecy are priests, and Walmart employees, no fucking priest.
Yeah, like, I'm sorry. If Walmart fired me over that shit, I quit Home Depot because the guy who, like, they promised me a raise and they didn't fucking give it to me. And I wound up calling the manager of the store a fat fuck and telling him the pusher should get pushed, and eventually I'm going to get payback on that cocksucker. But anyway, it's just like, whatever, man. I mean, fuck, it's Walmart. Oh, yeah. Well, you're a bad person. Yeah, yeah, I violated corporate policy. I'm going to giggle my ass to sleep tonight when I do it. Because
I saved a child.
I saved some child from a life of
of abuse and drugs. And you know who can judge me? I'll ask that girl when she's 16 years old if I suck or not. And if so, I'll say sorry. But other than that, you can go fuck yourself. Uh-huh. Take your big W and your little M with you. Mr. Walton. You know what? You can suck.
Seriously, I mean,
Sam Walton's rolling in his grave.
I'm serious. You just need to set people like that on fucking fire. I'm not
in a spiritual sense.
That's right. It cleanses them.
Yeah,
spiritually.
You know, like the Holy Ghost, like that holy kind of holy fire. No, just hit him with a flamethrower, fuck it.
The flamethrower's too pure for him. Just a good old fashioned fucking tiger torch.
I mean, you've got all the equipment there you need. You got the hairspray. You got the lighter. Strap a couple of those together.
I don't know. I'm kind of partial to kneecapping myself.
I'm extremely comfortable with it. I'm serious, man. It'd be like the day where, you know, if I were to, like, take out, like, some group of pedophiles or some pedophile ring. That's why people are like, well, Sean, aren't you worried about the Inquisition Project? And I'm like, yeah. Yeah, me with my Irish heritage, I'd be really, really opposed to going to trial over shutting down child porn all over
Sean America. Would hate to be a martyr for
yeah,
that.
God.
Oh, yeah.
You know, if I'm going to go down for something and
that'd be
punished
the one.
For something, that'd be the one. Yeah, I took a stand.
Because you'd have nobody behind you if
Ronan
you went to
Medic
jail.
Told me about last week he was there, the old lady at the hospital, he told that story, apparently. She's all, God bless you.
Oh, yeah.
You know, the old lady about
an old lady will back you.
Yeah, you know, I mean, sorry. It's all these 40-year-old and 30-year-old fucks who have never seen a war or don't know anything about violence or the way the world works. But you talk to some old fucker who's in World War II and is like, well, what's going on? Well, it seems that there's child porn in this group here.
Back in my day.
They've got arm pans on. Yeah, they do. That's their different clans they're with. They fight on
shows
the internet.
Shows what they're good at.
What do they do? They destroy child porn mostly. I'm strangely comfortable with it.
Can I
go to the next Bund meeting? No. It's not that kind of a clan. No, it's all good. It's bullshit, man. Like, I don't understand why people have such, like, it's not fashionable to stand up anymore.
No, it isn't. It fucking isn't.
Yeah.
I've had this argument so many times on so many different subjects. I've had people who come, like, I had something happen on the bus a long time ago. Somebody remembered me. We were talking about it. And the line that came up was, well, aren't you afraid if they have a knife or something like that? Or they might have a gun? And I'm like going, no. And they're going, well, you could be killed or hurt. And I went, yeah, I could be killed or hurt walking across the street.
Just because you're increasing your chances.
Just because I'm placing myself at the risk for possible violence by standing up to shitheads that I see every day.
The argument is who will if you don't.
Yeah, exactly. Well, no, it's not even that. It's not like I'm fucking special. There's no fucking cape and you know, indestructible shield on my fucking arm. I'm a fat, overweight guy, okay?
I think most of these people aren't expecting anyone to stand.
No, that's it.
And they're like, usually won't be able to even defend themselves because they're like, oh my God, somebody stood up for themselves. I'm not used to this.
No, so many times I see people that treat other people like shit that they're just, you know, they're fucking mouths. They are fucking mouths.
Yeah.
And somebody stands up for anybody else and, you know, their whole lives come unraveled and the order of the universe fucking, you know, falls apart. But the point is, it's not like I do anything special, and it's not like I do it all the time, and it's not like I do anything that nobody else could do.
You're Dak the superhero.
No, I'm not.
To children around the world.
No, I'm not. I'm fucking, thank you
for karateing the bad man.
No, my favorite line I ever came up with this whole thing is, I'm Uncle Dak, bully for justice.
Uh-huh. And speaking of that, segue, we're going to go into Loser Cruiser after playing something from Duckman.
Oh, cool.
Duckman rules my world.
What does it say under that other side?
Nothing. It doesn't say anything. What a strange question. You go now.
Kid's birthday, with this whole leaf-blowing, false advertising, traffic-stopping, tax-dollar squandering, workers on permanent coffee break, upper-class money-dodging, stolen car parts, stealing, sign-changing society, won't let me! And you know who's to blame? We all are! We say we hate lawyers, but we can't wait to sue somebody! We want leaders to make tough choices, and we vote them out when they do! We all want X-rated older women with hirsute upper lips, chat lines, and scream bloody murder when we get the bill! I ask you, what's happened to logic in this world?
You're under arrest.
For what? I have a right to speak my mind.
We're arresting you for ranting in public without a starched collar.
What kind of idiot law is that?
All aboard!
I think it's one of my favorite.
I haven't seen this.
The hickory smoke is brace of affection.
You hear me, Adam? See you next week.
Yes. Hello, it's your old Uncle Dak.
Hey, Uncle Dak.
It's time to tell you about my little trip this week. And no, I did not have.
You're making me nervous.
I did not actually have to like smack anyone around. It was unusual. Normally, I find when somebody...
Pick them up, turn them around. Come on, you're disappointing the fans.
Nope. I find that when somebody starts something or somebody does something, it's usually at night. This was different in that I actually started the day with someone. So I'm going to work, I'm on the SkyTrain, I'm reading my book, and I hear this guy making jokes about, like, fucking security guards. He's going on. Skinny, bone rail, little 17-year-old. Pimply face, he's like talking to his two friends there, and they're younger than him, and he's trying to like, you know, show off and be a mouth, and he's going on about security guards and what a bunch of losers we all are, and I'm ignoring him. And then finally, he like, I guess he decided that because I was ignoring him, this means I was an easy target. And he actually tries to attract my attention by going, Hey, man, why do they make you wear such stupid fucking clothes? And I'm like going, I can't believe this is, you know. So I'm
wow,
like,
you are an amazingly restrained individual.
I would immediately flashback. I would be 14 years old and there's bullies all around me.
How does he attract these people?
It's not, Desmond, it's not that it was the morning. It was still night time for this guy. He hadn't gone to bed yet.
Yeah,
so
okay.
He was
what's
still
the,
in the I'm going to fuck with you because it's
nighttime
mode.
What's the name for him?
Grim Servant of Death.
Grim Servant of Death.
So
I don't understand
I
it.
Kind of,
there'll be many dead people in the news every day of Sean attracted these kind of people.
So I kind of like
God. God knows.
He
God,
knows.
There's angels all around me, not to protect me, but to protect everyone else.
He's right.
They're like, hey, motherfucker. Oh, well, I don't know, man. I just feel kind of peaceful and shit. I'll just sit down over here and be cool with everyone.
Count the leaves on that tree.
You know, hey
and
man.
And then there's the fact that Sean doesn't take the bus every day.
Yes.
Yeah,
that's also
true.
There's that,
yeah.
There's that other little bit of fact.
So it's the angels. And the
not
the
bus.
Taking the bus.
So, non-public
that's
transportation.
That's kind of splitting hairs, though, isn't it, really? I mean...
I kind of like lift up the jacket and I go, oh, this is called a uniform. See, some of us have to wear this at something called a job. You know, a job, that's where you get money other than from a welfare check or from mommy and daddy. And he gets like all fucking irate and he's going, hey, fuck you, man, I got a job. And I'm like, oh, really? I didn't see your squeegee. So his friends
that's a good one.
Start to crack up.
That's the ultimate diss.
Yeah,
oh my God, you got him now.
So he stands up. I stand up and smile at him like, what? I'll kill you. Yeah, I don't say anything.
I'll be at Thursday and Friday night at the comedy club.
So I stand up. I smile at him. He looks at me, turns around, his friend like is now just fucking dying,
right?
And he turns around and he punches his friend.
Are you serious?
Yes, he punches his friend. So his
you're
friend,
like, great.
I'm not like now. I'm like, so his friend gets like, you know, like fuck you. And the two of them, I thought were actually going to throw it out a fight. The two friends say, fuck you. I'm tired of your fucking shit. I don't fucking want to see your ass anymore. And they get off the fucking off the fucking train. Now, here
oh,
he is.
Yeah.
He's sitting there. He's staying on the train. And he's brooding for, like, the entire stop. And he's looking at me like he wants to say something. And I'm just staring at him, smiling. And then the next stop...
You know, there's not a gauge that can measure exactly how much you suck.
And
suck-o-meter.
The door opens up, and
red.
He gets off. And as he stops, he leans back in. He's like, fuck you, you fucking asshole! And I'm like, have a good day. And the door's closed, and he goes away, and he punches the window beside me, and I wave at him. And I realized that I have done some serious psychic scarring to this kid.
Psychological.
Yeah, I have. I've like mentally scarred this child.
And you know,
no,
it
you're
made,
giving this kid a lot of credit.
Yeah, I know. True, like
brain.
Yeah, I did that once. There's this guy Ollie, and he plays paintball, and he's a better paintball player than me. But at this one tournament, all my guys were getting killed, which was typical for that tournament. So I said, "Fuck this!" And I ran up and shot him in the face, and then I proceeded to kill everyone else on his team.
Don't phone.
He was ruined for the whole rest of the tournament. I'm not kidding. He was absolutely ruined because I had shot him, and he saw me coming, and I still shot him in the face. And it destroyed him. He
just
had
ruined
no
his self-confidence. Yeah,
I ruined his confidence for the rest of the tournament. He sucked for the whole rest of the tournament. It was excellent.
He's
not a bad guy, but it was just really funny.
I've had two experiences in a movie theater. One was with Ronan Sariot when he tried to take on half of a fucking movie theater.
Yes, I was there.
There's, like... Because I was bullied a lot, I have bully detect.
Yes.
I have this weird condition where if I'm walking down the street and I hear people laughing, I think they're laughing at me. This is common amongst people who've been beat up way too much.
Uh-huh.
Or perhaps been ridiculed too much. And I'm sure there's people out there who know what the hell I'm talking about. Anyway, so if I assume just for a second... That $50 on Sariot. That's what Soul Trans says. Sariot versus half the theater. $50 on Sariot.
Yeah. Yep.
No, but the thing is that what happened was is I'm sitting there in this theater. I'll do the Sariot story first. We went out for a few drinks, and of course, Sariot, you put alcohol in him, and well, fuck, you know, it's on. You know, Sariot declared war on Israel today. You know,
and won.
And he's holding the line currently as long as beer is going to him, being the good Canadian kid that he is. So I'm sitting there, and I'm in a movie theater. I'm like, where the fuck is he? He comes walking down the aisle, and in typical Sariot garb, where he's wearing, like, you know, jack boots, combat pants, and a shirt that says, you know, never trust a hippie with a, you know, dead Jesus picture on it, and all this kind of shit. And and somebody makes the mistake of laughing and making a fucking, you know, kind of pointing and going, it's G.I. Joe. Right?
Uh-oh.
And Ronan Sariot spins around and goes, is there a fucking problem here? At, like, that side of the theater. Right? And I, you know, recognize the voice, so I turn around, and I'm looking over the seat, and I'm like, well, here we go, I guess... You know, there's only about 45 of them, you know. And,
did anybody say anything?
Yeah, the guy said, no.
He actually answered him.
Yeah, and he was like, I didn't think so. He stands there surveying them like a drill instructor for about 10 more seconds, and then walks up. And I'm like, what the fuck are you doing, man? Does the name Custer mean anything to you? Or
yeah.
What? So, anyway.
Please, Mr. Custer.
Now, the funny thing is, this is Willowbrook Six Theaters. I'm in there to see a Star Wars thing. And
oh, really? It was Willowbrook's? That's a small theater.
It is a small theater. Yeah, so he, like, spun it. Yeah, so you can fully see it now, how that happened.
Yeah, whoa.
So I'm sitting there. I'm like, okay, whatever. I'm talking to a buddy of mine named Helmet, and me and Helmet are discussing back and forth, and Scribe gave me a card that has a picture of him when we all went backpacking. On the back, he put the Laws of the Jedi on it, and I still have the card. It's very, very cool. And I was discussing how... the Jedi laws are actually taken from Taoist philosophy, and I'm explaining all this in the Tao and la 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 la. And there's these two guys behind me. Oh no, there's two guys in front of me. That's right. There's two guys in front of me, about two seats ahead. And I could see them kind of, you know, listening because they got the head cocked back and they're listening, and I'm talking with my buddy Helmet about this shit, right? And so I'm explaining to him how it's very cool that Lucas used this, you know, Chinese philosophy, and that's why Qigong was called Qigong, because that's the Chinese name for Qi Gong, which is where Taoist gets all its energy from. That's what he based Jedi's on, and so this whole concept of Qi Gong and la la la, right?
Mm-hmm.
They're explaining all this shit, and this guy, I don't know, turns around, okay, some jock fucker, and he turns around and he looks at me, you know, and I'm sitting there and I'm talking to describe. No, I was talking to Helmet, and he goes, so, like, is that, like, a Star Wars card? Like, do you guys do, like, Star Wars trading cards, and you trade Star Wars shit back and forth, and, you know, you like...
My next line would have been...
Wait for it. and now, the thing is now I'm confused, because, one, I wasn't expecting it.
Okay? Yeah.
And he's looking at his buddy, and he's smiling, and his buddy's smiling at him, and whether or not it was true, they're making fun of me. In this movie theater.
Yeah.
and I have a knife. That was a mistake. So I'm looking at this guy, and I immediately get angry. This is angry, Sean.
Uh-oh.
This is pre-marriage, Sean. So I'm, like, sitting there going, you know, and he goes, so you, like, trade the Star Wars cards? And I look at him, and I go, why don't you turn around and shut the fuck up? And he looks at me for a sec like he wants to go, and I'm like, oh, please stand up. Oh, please, please, because I will kill, gut, skin, and eat you in the theater right fucking here.
You said that?
Yes.
Okay.
He turns around and shuts the fuck up, and his buddy doesn't say shit to me. And I'm sitting there the whole movie. I'm like, well, that's going to be it. This guy's going to get up, and we're going to go, and I'm going to stab me a fucking jock. That's what's going to happen. You know what I mean?
Oh, my God. I went to see... Aliens. When this is a short time after they.
Sariette said it was Soldier that happened in.
Could have been.
Yeah, I think it was.
Could have been. I don't remember.
Not yours, but his experience.
Me and Tom. Now this is a story for the ringleader who's out there listening. Me and Tom, I don't know what his online name is. Went to go see a double feature. They had The Fly and Aliens. Now Fly was up first,
and Aliens is like not the movie to see in theater. What's that? Okay, keep going.
We check out. Now Tom had never seen the original Alien.
Link, X, Rock.
So I'm telling him just the basic premise behind the original movie Alien.
Link, RX, right. Must report to Ronan Sarah for political reeducation. Just carry on, carry on.
This guy says, "Hey, we don't fucking hear about the movies." And, you know, the film hasn't even started yet. We're talking in the intermission between two films. Now,
yeah.
I'm still very New York in my attitude, so at that point I'm like, excuse me, are you even fucking talking to me? You know, I'm like,
bear in mind, I can kind of understand where he's coming
from.
Oh, sorry about that. Yeah. So
we're like talking about yelling in movie theaters.
So I'm like, I just look at this guy. I'm thinking,
into the microphone.
I will just get up and I will just fucking kill him here.
Yeah,
it's the easiest way to handle things is to beat the fuck out of him and hope the ushers don't come down. And
that's when the angels are all like, shit, man, I just went to the bathroom. I just went to the fucking bathroom.
And look what you did.
And this fucking guy, I can't leave these mortals alone for 10 fucking minutes. It's all bad. Okay,
so. He sits down. He's like, "You fucking want to go?" I said, "I want to watch the movie, but I can kill you afterwards." And so
I'll kill you later, super loser.
So he shuts up, and Tom is like, Tom is very sedate. Tom is very calm. Tom is very, very cool. Tom is like, "No, shut up. Don't worry about it. Well, you can tell me later. It's okay. It's okay." You know, Tom does not want a confrontation.
So he's not cool. He's mellow and not wanting confrontation.
Yeah,
that's not the same thing as cool.
Well, anything that avoids a fight, you should avoid a fight at all costs.
Yeah, Tom is very, he does not want a confrontation.
Jackie Chan's trying to.
Yeah, he's not cool. It's not that he thinks that he's going to get the shit kicked out of him. He just doesn't want to in some way.
Oh, it's annoying.
He just doesn't want to in some way be responsible for a fight. I can understand how Tom thinks. So we sit down, we watch the movie. By the end of Aliens, Tom was so hyped. He was like, "Let's fucking find that guy."
Oh, Aliens is brutal. Aliens was like the only movie I've ever cheered at while watching. I'm like,
Tom was like, "Let's fucking find him.
Let's cut his head off and shit in it." Yeah. Well, it's just like when I was 12 years old, I saw the first Terminator film. And from that moment on, I'm waiting for the time in my life when I can be wearing a leather jacket, preferably some kind of tunic style or long coat, that will be on fire, and I can jump upon the hood of a car and punch through the windshield. I don't care if it breaks every bone right up to my elbow, and I have a gimped arm for the rest of my life.
It takes a lot to punch through a windshield.
Surprisingly not if you have the right rings on.
Yes.
And, yeah. Okay. And also, never mind that, like, ideally, in Sean's fantasy world, right, it would be, of course, the pedophile drags the child into a car.
Yep.
I immediately light my back on fire because for flavor.
Yep.
No, that's to make you stand out in the crowd.
It makes me stand out in the crowd and be like, holy shit, who are you? I am the right hand of vengeance. God has sent me to dispatch you. He wants to speak with you right now.
You know, so. See, the real problem with the whole scenario is getting the guys with the mood lighting, the background music, and the smoke machine following you around.
Ridley Scott, get the fuck over here! Ridley, get over here! I want to kick this guy's ass! Get the fuck over here! You know, it's just bad. But, Well, that's because anyone who's ever, you know, played role-playing games or watched any of those movies, we don't go to those movies to see those guys kick ass. We go to those movies to get trained so that we know how to handle those characters so we can kick ass.
That's right.
That's exactly
why they gear them towards
Ronan
geeks.
Not an arc upon watching the first half of the Sopranos CD box set, which I picked up this week. His first line out of his mouth was, "Oh my God, this is a primer."
Yeah, it's pretty cool.
I've got something queued up. Let's see, who sent this in? I don't know. It's done by Steve Vai, and it's dedicated to Americans for Purity.
Who's Steve Vai?
He's a guitar player. There's no guitar playing in this. Enki would know who he is. Anyway, here it is. Somebody sent it in. Please claim who sent it in.
Unholy Dio said I sent it.
Okay.
Unholy Dio.
Okay,
wait
a minute. Oh, okay. I don't really understand what this is, but we'll listen to it and see what it is. Okay, go ahead.
I've listened to it. I approve it.
I sent this.
Holy Dio. Hit radio. Unholy. We're not always right, but we say what we think.
I was a little boy, and I looked down, and I saw a little reed. It was right there, and it was just a little reed. It was right there, and I like to play with it. Yes, I like to play with my little reed. It makes me feel good. And then I grew up a little bit, and then I realized that, hey, man, you can't just like, play with your reed. It's not cool, man, because if other people find out, you get in a lot of trouble, and worse than that, you go blind. You don't want that. So I grew up. And next thing I knew, I started getting a little bit of peach fuzz on my weenie. And next thing you know, I was cool because I had some peach fuzz on my weenie. That's right. I had it under my arms. And I had it all over the place. And next thing you know, I couldn't play with my weenie anymore because I was blind. You don't want that.
And then I grew up a little more. The older I got, the more I played with my weenie again. But isn't that just the way it goes?
Please, I beg you no more, Steve Vai. I am tired of reading of this spiritual commitment to the living.
Listen to Rant Radio, because everything else is just commercials.
What did that last
name? I have no idea. It was
Satan. Speaking of Satan, those who want to know what brainwashing 17 sounded like,
here's a.
This is what happens when Sean tries to mix things in his own home under the influence of the Dark One.
I don't exactly have it queued up, but I almost have it queued
okay,
up.
Okay, I'll stall then.
What happened, Sean?
I tried to record brainwashing 17, and we did 16, and Smokehouse mixed it. And it went all good, but I fucked up on this last one. For some reason, when I tried to convert it to MP3, it sounded like, you know, like, imagine this, if you will, okay? You're in your spaceship, okay? You're in the cult cruiser, and, you know, you're there, and you couldn't sign up for the cult cruiser on the initial passing, so you went under the secondary cult cruiser, and the first one vanished 10 years ago when it went into a black hole, okay? And on that cult cruiser was brainwashing 17, was the transmission code that they would sign, and all of a sudden you get this call because the original cult cruiser's back after 10 years. You know, and you got this radio transmission because it's been in hell.
Yes.
Am I stealing this from a movie?
yes, you are.
I am.
Which movie is this?
This is
Event Horizon.
Oh.
And the cult cruiser would broadcast this.
And this is what it would sound like.
I'm sorry, that sounds like the Strokes headquarters transition from Quake 2.
Oh, yeah.
That's what that sounds like. It sounds like Sean got captured on Strogos and got heavily modified.
So, the first person to actually type into the IRC exactly what Sean said.
Yeah.
It actually is possible to decode it.
So, like, was that on purpose? No, it was not on purpose. That was a
That's how the next brainwashing sounds, completely. Do not phone in.
What part of fucking don't phone are you having the most difficulty with?
Maybe it's your dad.
I'll paste it again a couple times. Don't fucking phone.
Maybe,
see that?
Maybe it's your dad and he's not on ICQ. IRC. Maybe he's not on IRC.
Maybe he's not
sounds
listening
like a
then.
Problem.
It sounds like
I
a personal
say we
problem.
We answer the phone, and if it's not your dad,
okay.
we kill whoever it is.
We'll just hang up immediately. Oh, it's too late. Next time. Don't phone. Stop phoning. Anybody who phones, I will kick Ben. Well okay. Good luck.
Come on, let's have.
Ooh, is somebody going to admit to it? I don't think
no
so.
No threats, holy deal, but we appreciate it.
Do not phone.
Do not kick Ben. Do not phone. All right, so what time is it?
It's 8:09.
What time is this thing over?
9 o'clock.
Shit.
Pacific Standard Time.
My voice hurts.
Oh, man.
Hey, man, my voice hurts.
Okay. Oh, I've fucking been where he has.
Oh, me
I
too.
Is it,
I used to be in a band.
If your voice is trash, will that make you sleepy?
Yes.
Probably. Your body wants to rest,
right? Fucking heal.
It also make you more susceptible to colds and things like that.
Oh, groovy.
Yeah, because your throat's all raw and sore.
Isn't like half the glands that involve in fighting like those type of infections, aren't they like near your throat or something like that? Your throat and sinuses?
Oh, well, whatever.
The thing that fights stuff?
Fuck the
biology. I found the story that you were talking about last week.
Inhale
the,
some salt.
Or the week before.
Okay.
Inhale
let me just get my
salt.
Straw and do some salt lines.
I would,
eat your breakfast on the mirror.
I would. I've done rockets. Those hurt. I can't imagine how
direct
like,
sugar.
I know. Fucking cocaine has like some sort of anesthetic
quality. So it's not so bad. That
but
you're...
still, I cannot fucking believe.
It seems
that,
someone's going to be watching Gladiator in the next 30 minutes. Someone said they're going to watch Gladiator for the next 30 minutes.
Okay.
In the IRC, they said we're going to watch Gladiator in 30 minutes. Whatever. They're just telling people.
Great.
Well, I think it's cool. But the thing is that I have a favorite character in that Gladiator film.
Oh, okay.
And that character is the large Germanic barbarian who climbs up on a rock and intimidates an entire Roman legion by himself, speaking no cognitive words. I am very certain that I was that Germanic barbarian in a previous life. That's why whenever I do those past life regressions, they're like, according to this, you were an Indian who got killed. And here you were, a barbarian who got killed. And you were this guy who got killed. You're really no one famous. You just
got killed a lot.
Guys keep getting killed. I don't know what it is.
I'm shocked. You weren't some famous person in a former life?
Yeah, I'm the only one, right?
I would love to actually try that past life regression. Cause I don't,
you know what I should do?
I don't fucking believe it.
Oh,
like
you know what I should
it.
Do? You What's can that? Tape psychic readings. They'll let you tape them.
Really? Yes. Oh, that'd be
I should
sweet.
Go down. Get a psychic
Let's
reading
do that.
Done.
Let's do that.
Yeah, I'll go down, get a psychic reading done. I'll record it. We'll play it on the show.
I don't know if it was this weekend or if it's coming up, but DC's usual psychic fair, we have like one of the largest ones in Canada, if you can believe that.
Yeah, run down by the.
We have them multiple times a year.
Yeah,
too.
We have them multiple times a year. He's right. Yeah.
Yeah, because we're fruitcakes or us. We're the UFO corridor. We got the vortex in Surrey. We got
this
all
where X Files is filmed.
Yeah, X-Files. Yeah, I don't understand. I'm reading about the Surrey Vortex.
The Vortex.
The Surrey Vortex?
And I can't get a grid on this thing.
Strength and honor.
Nobody can tell me where the Surrey Vortex is, okay?
I think it's in Surrey.
Yeah, thanks. But, like, there's
we
a...
We need a pinpoint of location.
Can tell you, but they've disappeared into it.
Yeah. They got really close to it.
I don't give a shit. I don't give a shit. But the thing is, it's like, I'm sitting there, I'm like, okay, well, I want to go find some supernatural stuff. Okay, that's just how it is. I want to do some Cthulhu busting. You know, it'd be cool. I think it'd be cool. Anyway.
This is the story that Dak was talking about. Canadian bank robber is traced by satellite.
Yes.
A bank robber has been caught in Canada after he made his getaway in a taxi equipped with satellite tracking technology. Vancouver police say that the 26-year-old man jumped into the waiting taxi after he held up the Van City Credit Union. They managed to catch the robber only streets away from the bank by calling the taxi company, which tracked the vehicle. Police say the arrest may be the first time a satellite has helped them find a bank robber.
Wow. But they're not sure.
But they're not quite sure about that.
The only thing that pisses me off about that, now I have no problem with what they did or who they
it
did
was
it to.
The best way to do it.
It was. But the thing is, it was how quickly, how fucking quickly they
Boom,
turned
done.
Derm. It was like, bam, it was, yes, let's
Blocks
use,
away.
Let's do this technology. Let's use this technology to capture someone. You know, and like I've said before, how far is it?
It just shows that it's effective.
Yeah, it is.
That's all it,
how far is it from a fucking bank robber or somebody who is a real criminal
to a political dissident.
Okay, but wait. Okay, see, the thing that doesn't bother me about
this... will carry us through to the end of the show.
Yep.
No problem.
I come here Sunday nights. You know, it fills me with confidence. It makes me feel good about myself. That's why I come here Sunday
nights. Just this argument.
No.
Anyways,
I'm saying this
not
topic.
You, this
not
topic.
You. This topic is going to keep us going to the end.
Let's
right,
talk about implanting tracking devices in kids.
I have no voice.
Okay, it doesn't bother me because they tracked a taxi. Okay?
And
it's not like they had some implant in everyone's brains. The taxi drivers have this capability for their benefit.
Yeah.
Okay?
Until
it just happens to have this side effect. It's not like the government said, we must be able to track taxi drivers because that way we can chase criminals that happen to use them.
No,
the taxi drivers have this technology for their benefit.
Well,
it
because
just
they
so
get
keep
getting
help
killed and held up. And
there's a big
and
difference.
Guess what, Drex? I don't disagree with you. I have no problem with it being
as long as it's not a government-issue tracking device
yeah, exactly.
in each person's wrist when they're
I don't
born.
I have a problem with it. However, the simple fact that they're now placing tracking devices in all new cars or talking about it.
Mandatory?
I don't have a problem with that.
Mandatory?
Wait, I'll explain. Explain this. Okay, yes, I have a problem with that, but you can use that to your advantage.
Yes.
Don't buy one with a tracking device in it.
Fuck that. Hack it.
Oh.
See,
rip it out of your car and use it on your own.
For example, I have a
or an on-off switch.
I have a video camera.
Yes.
Okay. And and I'm aware of these video cameras that are watching my apartment. Okay. And if I can hack the cameras and show that I didn't have somebody in there, that becomes evidence and a tool for me. It does become a tool for them.
Yeah. If there's a camera pointing at your front door at all times,
and you can hack,
and you know where these pictures are stored, and somebody robbed your house, and the police have no clue or are bumbling idiots, you can go into it and find who it is.
That's true. It could be a weapon.
Good or bad.
But you know
what? As long as you're in charge of the technology, that's what you have to be.
Because most people aren't going to have that ability to do that. Most people...
Adapt, evolve.
Better educate.
Okay, so what you're saying is it's all right that we have this tracking device to track everyone and that they can get screwed by it. They're weak, and they should be able to figure a way around it.
No, but it will motivate people to learn and to join the cause.
It is
an
unfortunate thing.
They'll just be tricked into thinking it's a good thing. And when it turns around and bites them in the ass, they'll be surprised. That's what will happen.
However, I would never, ever tell anyone what, I would never judge for anyone else what they, because some people might feel very comfortable with that. Some people might think, I'd feel very good about that. Like these guys put the cat stickers in their window and say, if you see my car out past 11 o'clock, please call the cops on me. Because I don't party because I suck and I'm old. Okay. But
that's an individual choice.
That's an individual choice.
But having all cars with tracking devices in them isn't an individual choice.
You could buy, I'm sure...
That's
there's a
great
brand you can buy from the... You can go to the States and buy
market
one.
Market high. Buy your new car, drop down to your local cult megaplex, and we'll get rid of your tracking utility.
As long as you can.
We'll make it useful for you.
Provided you can get
provided
rid of
you
it.
Can.
And provided
like,
that there's...
Like there's not going to be...
Humans engineer it. Humans can reverse it.
No, okay, I say can as long as you're legally allowed to.
That's what I mean.
I object if cars have to have the tracking device in them.
Yeah.
I don't object to cars being built with one in them, because... If you have the choice of having one or not, then it's up to you.
As long as there's not like a ping thing every 10 minutes, it goes, ping, is your tracking device still on?
Yeah, not only that, what happens?
Oh, he's disabled his tracking device.
Yeah,
automatic fine.
Yeah, what exactly? Yeah. Not only that, even if they don't automatically fine it, what if the police, I mean, I'm certain that this unit, even though it's a satellite, the police should be able to have a unit. I mean, you guys are a lot more technically advanced than my Luddite ass. Should be easy for the cops to have something in the cruiser that if they point it directionally at a car, they can tell if that unit has a tracking device or not, right? Even though it's a satellite chip.
It depends on how it's made. I mean, you can't...
If it's broadcasting,
you can be walking around with a GPS, and it doesn't mean that someone can say, hey, he's got a GPS.
They'd probably sync it up with the license plate. They type in the license plate and then see that it matches up with the car that's in the area.
I trying to call in.
Gloom Bunny.
Okay, Gloom Bunny can phone in.
But that's it.
That is it.
Anybody phones...
Just because Gloom Bunny doesn't phone in.
That's it.
You're getting your ass kicked out of the IRC, and we're going to disconnect your screen.
And then we'll come to your house and beat the shit out of you.
I will help.
I can.
And then we'll kill your dog.
I'm sure you can. Do you really need to be that threatening? Turn the phone off.
Yeah, because they don't listen. No.
Well, maybe it's your dad.
Skimmer.
my dad.
Dad, what are you doing calling me here?
He knows I do this.
Anybody
this
who
show.
Has not seen Trekkies,
he gets
Dad. This is like the worst possible time. You could fucking call me.
No, Ted, this is not a good time. No, you, oh, this is the worst possible time you could have called me. The guy's like, oh yeah, we can't.
My
this
dad
shit.
Gets the ICQ along with everyone else. He knows
you
what
know,
I do. This.
You know, the director as he was filming that scene had fucking wood.
He just. He grabbed his pants and went, wow.
What is this? What are you guys talking about?
Trekkies? Have you seen it?
Great, great.
You must see it.
Oh, my God. You have to see Trekkies. If you think that you are a pathetic geek, never, ever,
never, ever. Don't feel bad.
Double bill. When me and Dax saw Trekkies, we saw it on a double bill on home video with Galaxy Quest.
We saw Galaxy Quest and Trekkies together.
That'd probably be a good matchup.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God. It must have been just holy.
Oh, it was. It was.
I'd see Trekkies again. I mean, next time.
Galaxy Quest pretty funny.
I'm buying it on DVD.
Really?
It's just
okay,
that
great.
Great.
Perfect.
Because, like, it's you know, it's
that's where great. That's where I developed my idea for sending a couple of homicide detectives to help. Have I told
what?
You about
oh, this? Oh, yeah, where you have someone's murdered with a Klingon war stick.
Oh,
in a hotel during a convention. I just love to take two normal, completely normal homicide detectives that know absolutely nothing about this whole Trek culture and shoving the poor bastards into this. So they have to do a murder investigation in the middle of a Trek convention. I just
and have it occur on the day that's specifically designated as costume day.
Yeah.
For best costume, yeah. Well, it seems that a lot of people have seen a Gorn going to and from the room there, and there has been a fight between 27 Gorns and 38 Captain Kirks, and the Gorns are looking for retribution. The Klingons are really upset, and the Romulans and the Klingons are all getting pissed on this weird blue stuff that we don't understand. And if I get one more asshole coming over to me and pinching my fucking neck, I'm going to go insane.
Apparently, this is not something I'm making up. This is apparently the one of the last conventions. The cops were called for a couple that they thought were fighting. They were both dressed like
Klingon
Klingons,
love
and
making.
They were supposedly doing the Klingon lovemaking.
Oh, there's some sick shit. There's some drastically weird sick shit. That was one of my inspirations to create Cult, because I like watched Trekkies. And I'm like,
you went, hey, if Gene Roddenberry could do it.
I'm sitting there going, you know, these motherfuckers need something a little bit more positive.
You were reaching out. You were trying to give them
hope. Guys paying $7,000 for a piece of rubber that was taped to some actor's forehead because it was a plate
yes.
for this, you know, this was the headpiece that this Klingon wore. And I'm
the
like,
turtle.
I'm like, yeah. Dude, do you know what kind of a laptop I could hook you up with for $7,000 American?
Fuck. Do you have any idea where you could go on a trip to, like, someplace warm and pleasant and nice?
Oh, fuck
where
that.
You drink little fucking drinks with umbrellas?
Like VFX yes. 3D much? You know, like,
do you have any idea the kind of life the person who sold you that is living?
You know, like,
one, you'll never appreciate you. Loser.
Okay.
Okay.
This better be Gloom
Bunny. Hi, on Rant Radio. Who's this?
Gloom Bunny.
Gloom Bunny.
I've been trying to call you guys for 2 hours.
We know.
We know.
I gave you my work number.
The phone lines are fucked up. So that's why we didn't want anybody calling in. That's why we didn't answer the phones. They'll be fine next week.
Okay, well, I don't know if I'm going to be working graveyard next week or not.
Okay, well, you're on the radio now, so it's all,
cool. You're sounding pretty sassy tonight, Gloom Bunny. What's going on?
I didn't get laid today.
So you're all in heat.
You're all in heat then, huh?
Yeah, it's though, because I get to go to school tomorrow, and my boyfriend and I go to the same school, so... And we're going to have...
You can hit the bathroom at lunch and go hard in the stall.
Tomorrow.
What?
We're going to have steamies tomorrow.
Steamies.
Go to Quebec. That's my boyfriend's Quebecois.
Oh, okay.
I thought your boyfriend was dead.
He's not dead.
Oh, you sent me an email saying he was dead.
Oh, I was pissed off at him, probably.
Oh, okay.
It was killed him in my dream.
It was like a voodoo sort of, you know, I'll just say he's dead and then maybe he'll die.
You were talking to the great Hugin in the sky there, Sean.
That's right.
he's like nuts, but hey. He wants you to move to Montreal with him.
You would fit in so well in Montreal.
I don't speak French. I don't speak their dirty ass
French. That's okay.
French
they
either.
Don't either. It's called Quebecois.
So, no, it's Quebecois.
You would really...
You about it.
Blue Bunny?
Okay, style by watching the hockey.
Yeah.
Gloom, I love poutine.
Gloom Bunny.
There's lots of English people in Montreal.
Hey, buddy, listen up. Move to Montreal. You'll dig it. You'll dig it. They got a heavy Cenobite city there, man. It's very, very cool.
That's what Cam's saying. He's saying that they're, like, that it's surrounded by water and, like, it's crazy there and that there's clubs to best sex.
Yeah, they fuck all the time. That's what they do. Like,
you, probably why I'm dating one.
When I went through my basic training, I got let out of a building after 4 weeks of being surrounded by men with a fistful of cash and dropped into the middle of Montreal.
Did you go to Club Super Sex?
No, I didn't know where it was at the time, but I did walk down the street and cross the road into the Cenobite section of the city, which is the alternate lifestyle. And on one side of the street, you got people with little shirts with alligators on. What's that?
Hold on. There's like emergency here. Hold on.
We're being put on hold. And while we're put on hold, I'm going to discuss Prophet Fork's message.
Which is?
Sim, I have a message from Gloom Bunny. Oh, never mind. Okay. I thought it was for Gloom Bunny. Never mind.
Oh, okay.
It's like people ICQing me and saying, hey, I want to tell you something. Just tell me it. Don't tell me that you're going to tell me it.
Also, in Brainwashing...
You don't have to say hello on ICQ.
In Brainwashing 17, I do answer a lot of emails. Okay, shut up. When people do want to answer emails, ask me questions on email, I answer them in the Brainwashing, so please email me, SeanKTheCult.org. Go ahead, Gloom Bunny, what's up?
Crisis at work. Better now.
What happened?
I take my phone off.
Okay, what did you actually phone about? Was it the Montreal thing?
I usually just phone because I, like, miss listening to you guys.
Well, why can't you listen?
Because I don't have a damn computer.
That would be a problem.
Yeah, I don't get one until my income tax returns. So,
because,
like, I fried the motherboard. Or, I didn't fry it. The virus fried the motherboard on the other one.
Wow. Well, once you get a computer, you can, you have a lot of listening to catch up on.
We have all of our shows on archives now.
All of the shows on archives. Well, most of them, except for...
You don't have, like, the one where Sean Kennedy told me I was ugly and horrible and was really mean to me.
Oh, probably.
Oh, yeah.
Way back. Oh, yeah, we do.
That's when I was, like, totally savage to you.
Yeah, you were, like, mean to me.
I was, and that's why I thought you were the most amazing person ever, is that you came back, and I felt so bad about it.
And now you rock.
He didn't expect you to return.
So, like, I thought it was pretty funny that you didn't know me, and you were, like, making fun of me.
It was like trial by fire.
That's because it's at that point in time, this is like 2 years ago. Like, that's when I was, like, all being ignorant to everybody. I was, like, saying we should light Jewel on fire and bring me the head of Sheriff John Brunel.
That part wasn't ignorant. I think that was a good idea.
Yeah. But it was well thought out.
Probably the Destroyer, you want to light Jewel on fire.
What's that?
Tell Ronan Callie the Destroyer, you want to light Jewel on fire.
Ronan, somebody the Destroyer.
Callie, K-A-L-I.
No, I don't want to light Jewel on fire. I don't want to kill gay people anymore either. But I did at one point in my life because you grow up and you get out of it, right? It's all about development and evolution. But anyway,
serious.
I didn't believe it was a girl either.
What's that?
The first girl to ever listen to the station admit.
That was like a terrible photo, Gloom Bunny. You looked like shit in that photo. I mean, come on. You remember the photo?
Yeah, that's a horrible photo.
It was a bad fucking photo. You would have ragged on yourself on that photo.
I still make fun of myself about that photo.
Now, there you
Every
go.
Every photo you've sent since is miles above that photo.
Especially one showing off your tits.
I still haven't seen that one.
It's buried somewhere far
Actually,
away.
I have some on Yahoo.
You're displaying them proudly on Yahoo pages.
Yes, they're on Yahoo.
Don't you Yahoo everywhere.
Oh, I can tell you what the book's called, what the photo album's called.
Sure.
It's called Gloom Bunny.
Gloom Bunny photo album on Yahoo.
Yes. All right, buddy. There's my tits. And I've got more pictures. I got pictures of my car that I'm sending you guys.
Yeah,
finally.
We've been waiting
for
2 years.
Pictures of my car, yes.
2 years we've been waiting.
I don't believe you have a car.
I have a car.
Come
I have
on.
Pictures
it.
Of it. I gotta get them developed. The black and white.
Yeah.
There might be pictures of my tits mixed in. Don't know. Cameron had a hold of the camera. And just
tits everywhere.
Yeah, you should write Rant Radio across your tits and then send that in.
I would still do that, too. I got a tattoo that says, the Cenobite logo.
You did?
You did?
Yes. I don't have pictures of it yet, though.
Well, you need to do that, too.
You need to do that, too. I'll send you free stuff.
Free stuff for tattoos or artwork.
Get cut. We'll send you stuff.
Yeah, pretty much.
More, better stuff if you brand yourself.
No.
Brand yourself.
No, my friend's starting a body art shop, and she needs someone to brand, and I'm like, well, if you can brand a cog around this, that'd be cool. I was actually already thinking about that.
Oh, okay. Well, if you should burn a K into like your calf or something. That'd be great.
No. What you want to do is you want to get a tiger on one arm and you want to get a dragon on the other.
Yeah.
Well, they think I'm in a satanic orgy cult here at work because I like was on your website and they decided it was a satanic orgy cult.
Now they all like you?
Yes, actually.
Okay, well, we got to move on here, Gloomy.
Yeah,
so
you should move off my topic and on to someone else.
Okay, we will do that.
We miss you, Gloomy.
I miss you guys. I also wouldn't call.
Get a computer.
I'm going to get a computer.
Or find a friend that has a computer.
And send us the goddamn pictures.
I'll send you guys the goddamn I'll send you the camera and shit.
Okay.
Okay?
Say what the hell.
Bye-bye.
That was Gloom Bunny. Long
listener. First female listener.
She was the one who started the trend of 14-year-old
drunk 14-year-old chicks, yeah. It just
pretty much when we discovered our core demographic.
Yes, it went off from there.
At least what
they weren't
aiming.
Ashamed to listen to it anymore. Study finds errors abundant in science textbooks. Imagine that. Researchers compiled 500 pages of errors, ranging from maps depicting equator passing through the southern United States to a photo of singer Linda Ronstadt labeled as a silicon crystal.
Wow, culture jamming much?
These are terrible books, and they're probably a strong component of why we do so poorly in science. Estimate about 85% of children in the United States use the textbooks examined. The books have a very large number of errors, many irrelevant photographs, complicated illustrations, experiments that could not possibly work, and drawings that represented impossible situations.
This is an M.C. Escher drawing of a duck. Please practice Ebonics. Thank you.
I
thought that creationism stuff was a little funny.
Yeah, well,
in this experiment, teacher, where do we find the element fire?
Yeah, really.
I need platinum and a philosopher's stone to make gold.
Yeah, and I got to cut this thing out of a toad's head. I don't really understand this. Where do we get the hand of glory from?
There's a picture of tits on my screen. Taxman probes strippers' breast implants. Stripper is trying to write off her breast implants as a
that's a job.
As a business expense.
Let her happen.
Let it happen.
More shitting for daddy. God bless you.
Don't you think that is very justified?
Yes.
It enhances her work performance.
Without any question. Is justified.
Not even being a sick man. Not even being
a pervert.
A pervert. Yeah, thank you. I was thinking.
Well, there's probably a better word, but.
Not even being, you know.
She said it was a required expense for her profession.
It is. If she had little titties, yep. I mean, you don't get big tips.
Required? It's not required, but
it's required.
Something doesn't have to be required to be written off. I don't require to have a new van. My old van was working, I did get a new van for
That's
work.
That's right, and you could write it off.
It was a business expense. Yep. And having bigger tits is better for business. There's no question. I think if this goes to court, I don't think it's possible for her to lose.
There's only so many small tits. Fetish people out there.
I mean, unless they say in court that no, being a stripper isn't legitimate.
Yeah, which it is.
If it is legitimate,
she pays taxes on it, right?
How can you deny that bigger tits is not a business expense as a stripper?
She can show easily that women with small tits don't make as much as women with big tits.
You don't have to prove
that. As strippers.
Her tits are involved with work. It doesn't even have to be better.
She shows them off.
If I want to buy a new vehicle for work, it doesn't have to be a better vehicle. I just say I'm buying it for work, and if I use it for work, it could be worse, but I'm still using it. You know, it's clearly, if you're a stripper, your tits are your business. Who can deny that?
That's right.
End of story.
This one is very, very nasty.
What's that?
Ohio police investigating posed photos of corpses in morgue. Authorities in Ohio are demanding an explanation on how a photographer was able to take pictures in the Hamilton County Morgue of corpses posed with syringes, sheet music, a key, and other objects. Possible charges could include abuse of a corpse. There's a charge called of abuse of a corpse.
Because you do not want to actually explain what the hell necrophilia is. Trust me.
You'd rather
write it up as abuse of a corpse. Do you want to get into the specific details? Remember, some states, sodomy is illegal. Do you really want to get on a specific charge with a corpse?
I think we're taking this way too sexy. I think the guy just took some pictures with the corpse holding.
Here's the description. In some of the photographs, the hand of a young girl's corpse rests on an Alice in Wonderland book. Other props used in the photos include a snail's shell, a piece of sheet music, a torn piece of paper bearing the word will, and a picture of a man showing his muscles on the beach. I guess they're holding the picture. This person was actually allowed to go in and take pictures for some sort of project they were doing.
Probably like an art thing.
Sounds like an art thing. Or an album cover for Will.
But I think they... Yes. But I think they went maybe a little too far.
I have to agree. I'm sorry. I've worked with corpses. Leave them alone. I didn't mess with them, okay?
I have corpses walking to my store every day and want me to upgrade fucking 486s, but that's beside the point.
Worst thing I think I remember is normally after a little while of dealing with bodies, I got used to them. There was like no problem with dealing with corpses.
Bring this one
and
up,
then, and then one day, I'm sitting in there and it was a Christmas rush. It was a joke that we called it because around the Christmas time, you have more people passing away and none of the funeral homes are actually open, so we can't get the bodies out of there.
Right.
So we only can fit so many corpses, so many cadavers inside the freezer. So we're getting more and more, and I'm in there, and we are now stacking them like fucking cordwood. I'm putting two on each stretcher.
Like pushing, on top of each other?
No. Pushing like two together on a stretcher, on the flat stretcher, so you have two...
Make friends,
laying side by side with each other.
Okay.
So I'm in the back of the freeze, and I'm moving bodies over, and I'm like...
Is there enough room?
I've got like maybe 6 inches in between the two stretchers as I'm lying there. So I push two stretchers together on one side, two stretchers together on the other, so I have four bodies that I'm kind of pushing together on there. And all of a sudden, you know, my friend says he's going to go out and move some of the gurneys out into the hallway so he can get some room to come back in there. So I'm in there by myself.
It's that crowded?
Yes.
That you can't even move around in there?
We've got all these gurneys. We can't move them anymore. So he's pushing them out into the hallway, and I'm moving the bodies in there, and all of a sudden it dawns on me. I'm in a small, dark room with 15 corpses. And they're like...
15?
15 corpses, and they're like...
Well, that must be a really small room, then.
Yeah, it is. Okay. And I'm like, I have these bodies pressed up against the back of my leg. I have a body in front of my leg. I'm leaning over a body, pulling another one over, and all of a sudden it dawns on me what the hell I am and what the hell I'm doing. And you want to talk about one of those shocks of realization.
It's like, what am I doing? I'm moving dead bodies around.
I really freaked out for a moment. I had a small panic attack. I mean, it was like, ah!
Firearms safety team.
I wanted to be. I did not want to be there at that moment. I would like to be someone else, somewhere else now. I'd like to be someone else right now. Thank you.
We're going to go around the room and read the firearm safety tips. Firearm safety tips. When operating a firearm, safety is paramount. Here are some tips to reduce the risk of mishaps, starting with drugs.
Instill in your children a healthy fear of guns by drunkenly waving one in their faces whenever you've had a few too many.
Sean?
Oh. If you shoot yourself in the foot, immediately contact a therapist to help confront your fear of success.
Dismantle your gun and melt it into a plowshare.
Have your spouse and children wear blaze orange and shout, "Family coming through!" when moving into a room to room from your house.
Unload a gun each night by firing into the ceiling, counting each bullet in screamed German.
One, two, that would be ein, zwei, drei, vier.
Eins, that's great.
Store your gun at least 4 feet from your liquor cabinet.
Sean
isn't playing the game.
Never let your child play with a gun that is loaded.
As in... You can let him play with one that is unloaded.
Oh, okay.
Sean's not getting this.
Stress to your children that guns are only for shooting bad people. Make sure they know the difference between good and bad people by having them name examples of each in their daily lives.
Jocks, your teachers, bank managers.
Johnny, good.
Boil your bullets to prevent transmitting germs to people you shoot. Now, that's just nice thinking.
It is. It's very considerate.
First, I had shit on all my bullets.
Never use a firearm to settle a poker dispute unless it's the absolute last option.
Shoot a puppy at point-blank range to illustrate your children's seriousness of guns.
When preparing to pistol whip someone, make sure the safety is on.
Don't leave bullets on the floor when you can slip on them. That's the real killer.
Safety tips.
Okay. ever since this show has been on the air, I have always told you to not read Onion articles on the air.
You just don't get them.
Yeah, it's completely lost on me.
That was funny.
Can someone please send me the article about the ninja who goes crazy in the Xerox office?
That was great. I love
that. That's the greatest Onion article of all time.
It's very, very good.
That was fucking beautiful. I cried when you read that to me.
Yes, our boy Jesse.
The ultimate in hypocrisy has happened.
Jesse.
Jesse Jackson fathers child out of wedlock and asks forgiveness.
Fucking oops.
He's the guy who goes into inner city and talks about family unity.
You know what I
and
just found a little interesting that just kind of made me one of those things that make you go, hmm?
Yeah.
What's up?
Okay. The black problem down in Florida with
black
how many...
problem.
Well, no, it was a black problem in the fact that the voter irregularities in black communities in Florida was insane. Now, Jesse was one of the main proponents for getting a serious fucking investigation for this.
Yeah.
Isn't it funny that just at this point where he's trying to get some credibility on the fact that something happened that was seriously out of fucking bounds, possibly in the matters of, you know, we're talking legally.
That's how it happens,
this story would happen to break. Things that make you go, hmm.
It does happen that way a lot.
It could be that he just had a child at wedlock.
No, it's old. It's like eight. It's pretty old.
The kid's 2 years old.
The kid's 2 years old.
2 years old, yeah. It's been
months,
going on
almost,
for a while.
Almost
22 months.
Not quite.
22 months.
Guess how much the mother gets.
$3,000 a month.
Holy cow.
For what?
For child support.
Child support.
Well, that's okay.
That's a lot.
You can get a nice laptop with $3,000.
Another one each month.
$3,000, fuck. I could hook that kid up as a gargoyle.
No kidding.
Hey, maybe that kid will get all fucked up and join cult. Somebody recruit Jesse Gregson's 2-year-old. You know, that's a bit much.
The other thing is, I'm sorry, Jesse. The line of hypocrisy is, though, that Jesse was counseling Clinton when the light of his affair.
Well, he'd know, wouldn't he?
Yeah, I know. The thing is, he was doing it. Apparently, this was going on at the same time. That's the point that I find tiny bit ironic about this. But
where's the line of hypocrisy? Everyone is a hypocrite.
Yes.
At every level.
Oh, sure.
Like, I buy leather shoes.
I don't think this is really all that bad. Just because he did it doesn't mean he doesn't think it's bad. Doesn't mean he wouldn't counsel other
people
not to do it.
He probably thinks it's bad, too.
I'm going to say this
again. He couldn't help himself or something.
I'm going to say this loud. I'm going to say this clear. And I hope everyone in the United States hears me. Fuck America and fuck your Puritan ideals. I don't give a shit if, like, for instance, Bill Clinton. I don't give a shit if he was fucking Socks the Cat. Did he help the economy? Did he do what he was supposed to? Was he a fucking president? I don't care if he was getting a blowjob from Monica. I don't care if Jesse was basically...
In that case, fine.
Okay,
Jesse Jackson speaks out on this all the time, though.
Yeah, but that's what I was just going to say. George... Bill Clinton.
George Clinton.
Bill Clinton is a president, and his job isn't to be moral when it comes to sex.
What is Jesse Jackson's job, anyway?
Isn't he like a...
He's a political activist.
But
and
he
has
like
ran
so
for political office and all that. Yeah.
If you speak out
on child pornography, and all of a sudden it's revealed Sean has his whole hard drive filled as much as he can with child pornography.
It would be very relevant. But Jesse Jackson,
it would be relevant.
He speaks out against this sort of thing.
Well, no,
Jesse is
a political activist.
He's also a Baptist minister, so that's why he's also
a minister
known as the Reverend Jesse Jackson.
If I ever got framed with a hard drive full of porn, I'd kill someone.
Sean,
I know the one-armed man my ass.
I'd find the one-armed man and make him a two-armed man.
Sean, I've known you since you were a little kid. I have known you since you were a little fucking kid.
Yeah.
If you showed up with a hard drive full of fucking child porn, I would... Let's put it this way. Unless you came out and actually said, Desmond, no, seriously, I really do like little kids, I still wouldn't fucking believe it, okay?
Yeah, it'd be hard to convince.
It'd be pretty hard. Anyone who knows me would be like, I'm cutting that face off, and I'm betting there's somebody else. It's the janitor. You know? I would have done it, too, if it wasn't for you damn kids.
Yes, yeah, exactly. Yeah.
My first clue would be the train tracks leading up to your front door.
Yeah, no kidding. Yeah, and I don't think anybody in cult would buy it. They'd be like, all these thousand people in the FBI would stand up there and say, and look, he had a hard drive full of hard child porn. 200 people in the streets, tweet, tweet. Tweet, tweet. You're not buying this, are you?
No.
Okay, Sean will be out in 20 minutes. We're really sorry.
We tried.
So that's all good. I oftentimes think about that, you know, like if I were to get arrested and like what you'd say.
Somebody
to the
crowd, could try. You know. Somebody could try that.
Oh, I know they right? would. I know they would. They'd say, he's
and that would
porn.
Be the perfect thing to do.
Oh, yeah.
Because no, they would go, well, it must be true. That'd be like the most ridiculous thing to happen.
Exactly.
Because the most ridiculous things usually come
and
through.
And back to a guy who was a pedophile before, they didn't yeah. skip in there. Right?
That's right, yeah.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Of course, the really loyal cult members would be like...
Like, what the hell is going on?
They'd be sitting there in, like, a log cabin somewhere with hot rocks and coals going, okay, Sean said we shouldn't actually kill anybody. I'm going to cling to that and sweat out all these impure thoughts.
We listen to the old shows, and we're going to go with the Old Testament.
I want an Old Testament, Sean.
When he was an angel. God. And the angry Sean.
Yeah.
Look what I got on this platter. Why, it's Sheriff John Bedell.
Oh, God.
We have fulfilled the first
that's
prophecy.
That's why I would be having a really, really serious conversation with the FBI guys. It'd be like, guys, you really want me to talk to some people right now?
Very quickly.
You like, really do.
Let me make a statement on all the news stations.
Okay,
really,
and whatever
like, right
you do,
now?
Don't let me trip or fall or put bruise on me in any way. Okay?
No nosebleeds. Like,
bad.
Don't make
bad.
Me have a nosebleed.
I need some water.
I got to look good
we
when I come out.
We still have some time. I can derail this thing. Let me make a couple of phone calls.
Yeah. This doesn't need to go this way.
You know, do you have satellite photos of your house? I do. Okay? You want some?
There's a page okay. dedicated to kicking your ass right now.
Yeah. You know, I guarantee there's a whole page dedicated to mopping your fucking butt. It's sad. You know, it's scary, but I mean, I think one of the big reasons why cult was a big hit, because I've given this a lot of thought, why cult is a big hit, why people are all getting involved with it, is because there are so many people that are just so angry and so pissed off, and I believe the cult ideals are such that people...
My Sean, God, is a vengeful Sean, God.
What, a guy changed his name to God and wrote that? My Sean is a vengeful Sean?
Yes.
Okay. Now, well, and that's pretty true. Like, I try to stay pretty pure on these whole moral issues, you know what I mean? I try to be as nice as I can until, like, Soylent Zero, or is it, was that his name? Soylent Zero? Was
that's
it Soylent
somebody's
Zero?
Name.
Soylent Zero, the guy who I fucking banned right out of the
chair. Oh, yeah, Soylent Zero. Yes.
There is no soap
but there
in
is
your soap,
soap it's on
dispenser.
My list. Yes, it's on
did
my
you,
list.
I'm sorry.
I haven't gone shopping
did
again.
Did you run out of hand lotion?
I hope you didn't burn it. Is it red?
Did
I have some in my bag.
There's soap there. I would take away the soap and just leave that dispenser if
the
I had some
burning sensation
in there.
Fades.
I know. You complained last time. I haven't okay. gone shopping since. Don't bring up the knife. What are you doing?
He has to find it.
Click.
But in any case, no, seriously, I try not to.
Okay, till I get some.
And be all violent shit, because people sit back and they go, well, you know, Sean, you talk about direct action. And then the next voice in the Inquisition and brainwashing is talking about how, you know, we have to report people in North America before we go and, you know, kick their ass. And the reason for this is because my number one concern is to make sure that cult members do not go to jail. That's my number one concern.
They're ineffective jail. If they're in jail.
Yeah.
Jail you are ineffective.
I would get really, really fucking crazy if I got put into like a situation where I got framed up. If one of my cult members were to wind up getting framed up, holy fuck. Holy fuck. Okay? I would become the human torch. Okay? It's crazy. So it's one of those kinds of things where... You know, you sit back and you've got to approach this stuff rationally. And we got to be careful because people have this innate desire to fuck everything up. And they fuck everything up by poking it too much. It's like rice.
Uh-huh.
You got to boil it, put it in there, and
leave
it the fuck alone. Don't fuck with it. Okay? The whole thing with Metallica, they were good. They came out with the Garage Day stuff. And then they, you know, brought in steel guitars and some old bitch who sang on the album. And now they're a boy band. And one day Lars...
Pushed it too far.
You know, I'm really sure that, you know, Hetfield's going to wake up one day and go, what?
The bassist just quit.
What?
He fucking
Metallica.
Did?
Yes.
What's he doing?
I don't know. That's all I know. I saw a whole bunch
the
of...
cracks begin to form.
I saw a whole bunch of sites saying, like, Adolf Hitler's the next bassist for Metallica.
Metallica and stuff like that. No, but it's very funny because you sit there and you wake up one morning and you forget what the fuck you are. And that's with cult. Like, a lot of people are sitting there going, oh, well, we need to have, you know, project directors and all this kind of stuff. And that's true. We got to stay somewhat organized. But a big bunch that I talk about in the Virus Manifesto is directional chaos. It's just a lot of different people who've got the same general concept working towards a goal, and innately it will happen. And you can't be stopped because there's too many piranhas eating the cow.
Exactly.
That's the strength of the hacker community. And they're like, yes, we have our crack-proof media. Smack! And some 12-year-old kid's like, yeah, I got your crack-proof media. Right here, bitch. I got your crack-proof media. You bet. You know, and the internet is something where in one day, you know, there's like the big thing where I get arrested or whatever. They're talking about, well, you know, hackers, you guys are all just a bunch of scum fucks and you have no real power and all that sort of stuff. And in one day, you know, the whole power supply to the courthouse goes boom.
Who do you think turned off the power in California? It was cult.
Yeah, it was cult. But I mean, just in that one action, you know, everyone's like, wow, who did that? And there's Lieutenant Major Zombie going, and they would be all like, damn, you the man, LP. You is one thick motherfucker, but right now, for the next 20 minutes, you is the man.
You may look at the pebble.
Yeah, you is getting pebbles here. Somebody give that motherfucker the conch.
Does anybody, actually, any of our listeners live in California, in the area that was affected? Like, what is it like there? Like, all the stores are closed.
I remember what it was like in New York when we had a blackout in 76. Damn.
Oh, that's what
was
I want.
Was it in the summer?
No, I was. It was
City of Compton.
No, it was the middle of fucking summer. It was so friggin' hot.
Of course, it was summer.
It was really fucking hot. Everybody, my mom.
Everyone's out in the street,
everyone's
right?
Everyone's out sitting on the front step, just sitting around talking. It was like one of those nights where we had a good sense of community, which is, back in the day, that was the way fucking the city was. That was the way New York was. We had a great fucking sense of community.
Templar Knight just said that from his terminal at work, he could shut down the power to any state.
Oh, that's good to know.
I'm actually really scared. It's like, it's really scared when you get something like that. They go, you know, I'll kill people. And you're like, no, that's really cool. You do it. No,
in the name of Sean, I will kill him.
No, I will. I've cut off one of my toes. To show you how serious I am. I'll be like, hey, that's really cool. What I want you to do is I want you to check into a hospital. Now, this particular hospital is a holding center. It's cult-owned, okay? And
we need you to send word, and
you can break out.
Guys in white coats will come.
Last time I heard about some of the people that crazy, it was a guy holding his hand over a candle in a restaurant saying, I know how to keep a secret.
Who did that?
That would be G. Gordon Liddy.
I think I'd like to read something on this guy. I think me and G. Gordon Liddy would get along just fine.
Anyhow, so like the power goes off and you see streetlight. You see the lights going off, coming towards you, and people, of course, are freaking out a little bit. And once you hear one person scream, I'm telling you, the hair on the back of your head stands straight the fuck up, and you go, damn, this is it.
They're screaming because the lights are going out?
When you have, like...
It's scary when you live in a city, and you've been around light your whole life. You've never actually walked on grass.
We don't have a lot of blackouts.
It's probably not actually as much of a problem in California as it would have been, say, 20, 30 years ago, simply because, well, you know, all the New Age people kind of live down there, and they're all into their candle phase, like, now, and so it's like, oh, we can use the aromatherapy candles now.
I'm telling you, you couldn't get a fucking candle for love nor money.
Batteries and candles gone.
People were stealing the batteries out of cars to hook them up so that they could get some light in their house. And the power was only out for 72 hours, and it was insane. It was completely fucking insane.
Wow, we had 72 hours.
We had the worst rioting and the worst fucking looting I had ever seen in the whole time.
Any excuse, though.
Okay, I'm thinking as things are getting more developed, guys are setting up the safe house and stuff, I think what I should have is I should have an oh shit switch for all of cult, where there's just a transmission that goes out, and if shit goes down, you just report to your sections, and you await orders, and we have our own little comnet, SAC, NORAD, setup. Because I found out where there's about, I'm not sure how big it is, but I found an underground tunnel in Vancouver.
Mm-hmm.
I can give you three.
Can you?
Really?
Okay, well, I know where there's one.
Oh,
right
there's
now.
Four then.
False Creek.
Or three
Creek.
Still.
There's a huge area under False Creek.
Do you know how to access it?
Yeah, I know from the outside and then from the inside. I know what buildings
Ooh,
it goes into.
Very cool.
What is it?
It used to be, they used to have a train that ran underneath the city that moved mail from barges that came up the river.
I read about
river.
That.
Really?
Yeah, I used to
is
work
it abandoned
at
now?
So no, how do you? What's guarding it? What's
on the front? We have basically a couple of you have a couple of fences that are locked off. They have chains on them. Then you have a small like plywood. You know those like those not plywood. Yeah, basically.
I don't give a fuck if it's marble. Carry on.
Yeah, and then it goes into the main building, and this splits off to about four different buildings, and there's actual sublevels that go beneath it.
And these are all abandoned?
It's completely unused.
Oh,
we
wow.
Occasionally, the post office in Vancouver...
get the video camera out there and some lights.
I have to go beat off now. I'll be right back.
Canada Post,
and,
apparently...
And,
hold on.
And underneath...
There's also, I mean, if you go to Yale Town or
yes.
anywhere in Vancouver, and you see those purple stones in the sidewalk...
Oh, yes.
Underneath there, there's
something.
Someone told me it was bomb shelters. I don't know.
Well,
but there is stuff under there because I was working and the construction guys were tearing up the concrete in this one area because they're constructing and they're like they were all down underneath the sidewalk.
Well, doesn't anyone?
And then they filled it in after because they needed to for the
Chinatown
construction.
Tunnels?
But,
yeah, I was reading about that. There's an ancient set of networks.
Ancient?
Well, no, by ancient it's 150 years old. Back
Vancouver
when,
time. That's ancient.
It is.
Well, then there's also Seattle. There's a whole other city underneath modern Seattle.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I heard about that.
That's
too far
but away. That's actually filled in with dirt. So other than the parts
I'm sure not all of it.
No, there are areas that are filled in with dirt and debris, and the
yeah.
areas that they've undug are the areas that you can actually move around in. But in...
Yeah, you said there's tours there.
Yes.
In
Chinatown here in Vancouver, there's actual old tunnels because there used to be for moving... Well, one, there was... getting people into Canada illegally because we had a wonderful little law here that was called the Chinese Act, which
yeah.
basically meant that they had to pay like 30% of their wages to the Canadian government for being in BC.
Okay.
Yeah, it was a wonderful little racial thing that we did.
I pay that.
No,
yeah.
This is back before there was income tax.
Remember, in Canada, income tax was brought in with the First World War because we needed some way to pay for all that shit.
Actually,
to pay for all the kickbacks and graft that the government was doing, not for what they actually spent on our weapons.
So between that and
the
opium level smuggling that was going on, BC was a major port for that.
Uh-huh.
There was a huge network of tunnels that were built underneath these buildings, the connected buildings.
Used
they
to
also,
move.
They not only
stuff.
Just the illegal stuff; they also used it to move from like you know just regular. Stock between stores from
yeah.
one building to another, rather than have it up on the street.
Interfering,
you move it underground.
That's a good idea.
And that's the way a lot of these things, and no one knows where all these things are. They're completely, that's why when I hear about the level of organized crime starting to move in from, what do they call it, the Red Circle Boys is one gang that's down here.
The
Fushang Dragons is another. There are various Tongs that were coming out of China
yeah.
that are now starting to operate here in BC.
You're wondering if they're in underground?
No, I'd be amazingly surprised if I find out that they didn't know about these things and weren't using them. Because I'm surprised that somebody hasn't set up a major fucking...
So, getting back to that False Creek thing.
Yeah.
Now, the best thing about this is, of course, you know how to access that by public transit.
Yeah.
Great.
Perfect.
I can get you from the main building, which is in the post office, or we can basically go down to False Creek, go along the thing, and you can...
That's how we do it.
Yeah. You can see it from there. From there, you...
is there rooms and stuff? Or
no,
it's
huge fucking tunnel. It's a huge fucking arch
sure
tunnel
there's rooms
with
somewhere.
Brick. And they actually cut off... There's another sub-level, which I've never been able to get to, because that actually went from where we were all the way over to BC Place.
Well, that sounds like a nice short-term project that we'll embark on.
Yeah, absolutely.
we'll need
some bolt cutters and...
I'll supply that.
That's
some,
not a problem.
I might need a sledge or something to break through some a cinder block.
Princess oh. Auto much?
Yeah, I know. Well, trust me, guys, it's easy.
It's called urban exploration.
Yes.
And do I have a rod for that?
Yes. Oh, hey, who's your old dungeon master?
Oh yeah.
We're a lot of the stories made up
okay,
about that.
So we'll see if we can maybe hook something up about that, and maybe get a preliminary recce, maybe even this week.
Yeah. I mean, go down there one night just to scope out where the entrances are, what we need to get into there. And what kind of equipment we need to bring?
Oh,
set up a date,
well,
time.
I've got me rope. I've got, actually, I have
AWOL.
Rope.
AWOL.
AWOL bag. No, I'll set it up and we'll figure out what the fuck's going on.
What do you need some rope for?
It's, you always use rope. It's very handy. All right, so anyway, it's 9 o'clock, and
we're
going
to... fuck out of here.
We're the fuck out of here. So, going around the room to say goodnight. Actually, I'll go through the RC.
It's your old pal, Uncle Dax, saying...
Do they give a fuck?
A
Does anybody
one?
Give a fuck about the RC anymore, reading the names?
I still think you should automate it.
That'd be interesting.
Have Stephen Hawking's voice basically come on there and...
Or just get Stephen Hawking to do it.
Yeah,
we'll phone him up each night, get him on the IRC, read it out.
Stephen's
yeah,
good.
The guys want to hear it. Okay, I'll read it off. Dax, do you want to scroll it over so we can... I'll do it.
You can read it from that screen.
Yeah, well...
The other one.
Poison Cheeto, change your closer. Name back.
Oh.
Poison
okay.
Cheeto!
Here we go.
Cheeto.
Mr. Echo Sumerian, Smokehouse, Shovel, Studio, Set Up by Hayes, Ovi Dofi, Snorgasm, Redhead, Crazy Redhead, Soul Raper, G-Sudo, Apocalypse, LT Zombie, Roto, hey Roto, glad to have you on board, Oracle, Dirch, Case, Link RX, Paradox, XX91X, Breaker 1, Josh K, Kexler, Ms. Echo, Babs, Rooster, No Deal, Nixter, Ronan, T-Knight, Sariat, Soul Trance, Rastakolikov, Kool-Aid Away, Buck X, Copper Top, Floyd, just Floyd LaPel, who haven't seen forever,
wow,
Half Elf, Breathe, Punk of Evil, Prophet, Cossack, Star Baby, Zerstar, Right,
Raziel.
Raziel. And that's familiar, too.
Yeah, he's
Microcube, Ronan Sparky, hey, Sparky.
Work.
Satanic Anus.
Satanic Anus, which I'm thinking is probably...
The Poison Cheeto, of
Poison
course.
Cheeto.
Vampire, Hellbore, and X-Battle Axe. And for all the guys who thought that that thing sucked, you can message me and say it sucked. And all the guys who liked it, you can message me and say, oh,
what, that
liked
little
it.
Ditty thing?
That little, the hope thing,
right.
Sharky at thecult.org. I'm interested in some feedback on that and if I should pursue that sort of thing or stay angry or whatever. we'll go from there, all right. And we'll be talking to you guys tomorrow.
Around
so.
The room.
Oh, yeah, around the room.
Yeah, your old Uncle Dad saying, have a good one. And if you can't take it from someone.
And, and this is Sean Kennedy, the fucking man, saying, hey, be cool, stay strong, and don't let it get you down.
Sean will rest his voice until next week.
Yes, I
will.
And this is Private Drexel saying that tunnels are cool.
Tunnels are cool.
Tunnel rats.
Tunnels are very cool.
And this is Sumerian C in 6 days and 21 hours. On
bye.
What the hell? And we're
bye,
out
bye.
Of here till
bye.
Next week.
Bye.
We interrupt this program with a special bulletin. The internet is now under martial law. All browsing rights have been...
One more thing. Wait. Let me turn my headphones up. If you want to download that thing that we played on the show, just go to ftp.rantradio.com and then go under Sean K. And it's right there. It's called Sean K. Hope. .mp3 and I will you won't be able to get it right away. You'll be able to download about 5 minutes when I allow you to log into the FTP. Okay, and now we're out of here. Bye.
We interrupt this program with a special bulletin. The internet is now under martial law. All browsing rights have been suspended. Stay off your computers. Do not attempt to download MP3s, pirated software, or ripped movies before they're out in the theaters. Shut up! Do not attempt to register somecompanysucks.com or lawsuits may occur. Stay off your friends' FTP sites. Do not use any unsanctioned software. Anyone caught using Napster will be shot. Remain calm. Do not panic. The Microsoft Piracy Police will be by to inspect your hard drives in the morning. Anyone caught interfering with the inspection of hard drives will be shot. Stay off your computers. Remain calm. The number one enemy of the internet is non-conformity. Multinational corporations' profits are more important than individual will. All servers running on Microsoft products will remain operational. No more than two people may gather in an IRC or ICQ chat room without permission. Use only the software sanctioned by your boss or supervisor.
No good here.
longer. Shut up! Be happy! Leave webcams on at all times! The security you've demanded is now mandatory. Be happy! At last, the internet is safe to browse again.